Goddamn $10 and goddamn a bath salt.
Goddamn you.
And goddamn you, too, because you ain't getting no goddamn $10, $30. You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
Goddamn you to hell, goddamn it.
Go fuck yourself. I'm not a stupid son of a bitch.
You're an uncle.
You're dumber than a box of rocks.
Okay, I'm afraid I don't understand Maricon.
Goddamn you. Goddamn
it. Goddamn you.
Goddamn you right in the face.
Goddamn your sorry ass.
Goddamn you to hell.
Goddamn you, buddy. You gotta help your own sorry fucking self.
Goddamn you and your coffin.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Yay. Good evening. Hi, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. The late start tonight. I'm the guy. Carlito. That stupid fucking guy. Thanks for giving a shit about me again. And being here or listening in the future. On your iPod, your Microsoft Zoom, your iTunes, your Android phones, your Blackberries, your Rios. Isn't that an MP3 player? Put it in the garbage. Your MP3 player. Thank you for tuning in, everybody who is tuning in. This is Madhouse Live. For February the 23rd of 2012. Marking the last year, the last few months of Madhouse Radio before the show ends forever. Before it heads to retirement. Before we put this horse out. Before we shoot the horse in the head. It's all over then. No more. No more horse. Hope you all are having a great week. Week is almost over, of course. We'll do some prank calls here and there tonight. That's the way things go here. No milkman tonight. I've tried to call him several times today, and he hasn't picked up the phone. I hope he's still alive. I hope he didn't get killed last night in this taxi. Anybody would like to join in? On Skype. Now's a good time to do it. Madhouse.radio on Skypes. Skype.com/madhouse.radio/prank_calls_Carlito. Hit me up there. Got my federal tax return today, direct deposited. It's a great thing. Got to buy myself a big screen TV this weekend. I'm excited about that. How could you not be excited about that? Be sure to visit the website, madhouselive.com. And get all your prank call needs taken care of there. Full service prank calls. I go all the way for pay. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to follow me over there on the Twitter machine. Madhouse on Twitter. Madhouse Live on Facebook. A.K.A. Carlito Pranks. Yep. Alright, well, yeah, I missed. I saw some people where... There we go. UK Ted wants to join in. Good. It makes me happy. Well, what did I do? Transfer call. UK Ted, try to call again. I hit transfer call for some reason. UK Ted is here. UK Ted, how are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Did I hear you right? You started talking about retiring.
Yeah, retiring. Nah, I was saying that. It's fun to say sometimes.
God.
Gets a little rise out of people.
Were you watching the chat room when you said that? You caused an internet riot.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm an attention whore. I just wanted to see what people would say. I like to hear, you know, them say, "Oh no, Carlito, no, don't go." It makes me feel good, like a big man, you know, like a big internet man.
Regulate was ready to kill himself. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, well, I know the reasons. Man, I finally saw Lost Cosmonauts. I watched it last night. I must say, pretty interesting.
It's all bullshit.
Is it all? It's not all bullshit. A lot of that's true. What do you mean it's all bullshit?
Well, yeah, that's the point. It's true. It's verifiable facts collected together to create a narrative, but the actual narrative's a lie. That's kind of the point. It's to demonstrate how documentary film can mislead people while still telling the truth.
Okay. How did you mislead me? That's stuff that I've read about before, though, in the past. You know, some of the things. Did you mislead?
It's fairly easy to discredit the theory.
Okay. All right. There you go. Well, good. I'm glad you fooled me. Thanks a lot.
Oh, cool.
It was twice now. The first time you were on the show, and now that, with the stupid Lost Cosmonauts. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
I'll make it up to you.
Yeah, sure you will. How's the UK doing, UK Ted? Is it cold? Snowing?
No, it was warm today, actually.
Good.
It was like springtime. Springtime's come already.
Same here, from what I understand. This is springtime for where I live. And I didn't even wear a jacket today. It was pretty nice. I walked around. Walked around without a jacket. I was quite excited about that, UK Ted. UK Ted, let's do a prank call here real quick. Let's call Saipan. Ever heard of Saipan? Me neither.
Isn't that Thailand now?
It's in the Pacific or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I heard the women there have gorgeous breasts.
Is that because they wear coconut bras?
Uh-huh, yep. They naturally grow longer and wider. They droop down like, Spaniel dogs. All right, listen. Wild Bill's Bar and Grill in Saipan. This comes from Baz, who married a Saipan. Yes, hi. I would like you to help me.
Okay. What do you need help?
Yeah. Well? Yeah, can you help me?
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, I need my wallet.
Yeah.
My wallet.
Over here?
It's the thing where you keep money in.
Where, you live with here?
Yeah, I left it
you
there.
Lost?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me check. Maybe somewhere. You have phone number, Pat?
No, it doesn't have a phone number attached, no. It's not a phone, it's just a wallet.
I can call you when I find it.
Well, no, wait a minute. Where's the report? Like, don't you have an area that you put all the things you found?
Okay, let I go check and you hold the line, okay?
What?
I go check now.
Oh, are you coming back?
Yeah.
All right, hurry up.
You hold the... Don't hang up.
Okay, I don't hang up.
Okay.
Very nice. UK Ted, you ever lose your wallet? Isn't that bad, man? It's the worst feeling.
Yeah, I lose things all the time.
Yeah. This one time I got out of work and I was smoking pot in a parking lot. And then I thought I lost my wallet. And I went back to the gas station that I had used it at last before I went to smoke pot. And I actually yelled at I accused them of lying about it. I don't know why. I was in a bad mood. I accused, they were like, "Oh, we don't have a wallet." I said, "Yeah, right." And I left, and then I went to another parking lot, and I went to smoke more pot. And then I found that in my jeans pocket the whole time. It was in my jeans pocket the whole time, and that's when I knew I had a problem.
There's nothing of value in my wallet, though, so it doesn't really matter if I lose it.
Yeah, it's old condoms. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I collect them.
Used condoms?
Yeah, the ones I find on the train tracks.
Oh, gross. Saipan? Is she there still? Yeah. Well, while we wait on my wallet, if you guys want to send any requests, please do so. We got a lot of them that have been sent in the request to prank form. We'll be getting to those here shortly.
Hello?
Yeah, did you take my wallet? What's going on?
I didn't see any wallet here.
I have 300. I think you kept the wallet. I have $300 in the wallet.
I don't know. Maybe you can call that.
How much money do you, how much money do you make?
Make for?
How much money you make in your job?
Nothing.
You don't get paid anything?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you stole my wallet? What? You give the money?
Uh-huh.
Why are you steal people's wallets and not giving them back? The money back?
Who? Who keep your money?
You.
Why you say I keep your money?
Because you stole my wallet, and you don't. You said you don't make any money, so you took my wallet then, right? You kept it, the
yeah.
money? I have $300.
Okay.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Give it back.
Come get it back.
Why do you steal people's wallet?
Yeah, why?
I'm asking you, stupid.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why? I'm asking you the question, your answer is yeah, why?
Yeah, I want to know also, yeah, why.
Okay. So you don't know why, you just like to steal money?
Yeah, I don't know why also.
You steal money?
Okay, bye-bye.
Are you a bad person?
Yeah.
What else do you do there? Do you touch girls? Do you kiss,
yeah.
Do you kiss girl?
Mm-hmm.
Do you kiss girls or do you kiss boys?
Yeah.
Yeah? Hey,
yeah.
UK Ted, what do you think? They're pretty stupid in this country, Saipan, right?
Is it even a real
country? Bye bye.
Huh? They're pretty stupid there, right?
Well, at least, do you ever prank call? Usually, I find it usually people in the subcontinent, Indian especially. If you start talking to them like that, they only respond with and then.
And
you
then?
Say something silly, and then they go ah, and then.
And then yeah.
It's so fucking annoying.
I know. Get mad. It doesn't help us out here, Ted. We got a show to do, you know?
Speaking of fake countries, I'm interested to know. I guess most of the people listening are American. There's a few Brits, I know. What are you guys get any news reports or anything about the Falkland Islands?
Is it even
a big issue to you guys?
No, I mean, in history, I know they had the whole hubbub, 20 years ago, and I think something else happened a little more recently, but that's, no. You guys make a big deal about it there in the media?
Yeah, I think we do.
Well, that's not your islands, man. Why are you laying claim to that? It's Argentina, right? And you guys that fight over it?
It's Argentina is claiming it, yeah, and they did 20 years ago.
Right.
I'm just interested to know if this makes for headlines at all, or if it's even something you acknowledge.
No, I mean, I know a lot of just because I look into history and news and stuff like that. Did something recently happen there? For some reason, it came recently. I saw something about the Falklands again. I was like, uh-oh, they're starting that again. Was there a recent claim or an argument over it again? Something happened?
I think the, I don't know if she's president or prime minister of Argentina started saber-rattling again. And then Sean Penn, of all people, went on record saying that it was British imperialism and, yeah, just condemning the British.
Yeah,
over.
Like the British have a huge empire. Wasn't there a newspaper article, something in a newspaper or a magazine, I think, right? I'm trying to think now. Some newspaper article from Argentina that was very aggressive about it. I think that's what I'd heard. I don't know. I read an article recently here talking about that, but no, not really, no.
Okay.
Can't tell you. I mean, I know personally, but I don't. We don't really listen to that. Nope. No, sir.
Well, I mean, I don't know anywhere near as much as I should about it. I'm just curious to know if it's even of interest to the Americans.
Yeah, and is it any interest to you? I mean, what is it? I can't see why the British would want that. It's far away. Doesn't seem very strategic. I don't know.
Well,
a lot of oil, a lot of beef out there, I guess. Maybe that's why. beef, like the, because I'm not like, you know, bad blood. I'm saying beef. You know, Argentinians are really big on beef.
Yeah,
cattle. I'll tell you what, the best cooked beef in the world that I've ever had is by Argentinians. They make the best. They have the best way of cooking their beef products, man. Oh my god, you got to get with Argentinian beef. Churrasco is what it's called, man. Have you ever been? I don't know if they have those in the UK, but you go to a churrasco place. And that's the best way to eat beef, man. I'll tell you what, I don't know what it is in pounds, but there's a place in Orlando, you pay $25, you sit down, and they come by with big skewers that are like maybe 2 or 3 feet long. And they have maybe 10 different types of beef prepared in different ways, different spices. They got it with bacon, you know, with chicken, the whole, all made in these open pits. And they come around the whole restaurant the whole time, and they say, would you like some of this one? And you're like, yes, please. And they cut it right there for you and put it on your plate.
Sorry, buddy. I'm going to have to mute for a couple of minutes just while they vacuum my office.
Okay.
It's kind of embarrassing. Sorry.
Bye.
I'm still here, though.
You should get a maid to do that.
I'm still listening.
You should get a maid to do that. Seriously, doing woman's work. How embarrassing. You're embarrassed for yourself, and your father must be embarrassed about you. That's UK Ted is going to do the women's work now and not get paid extra for it.
It's not me doing it.
Oh, someone else is doing it? Is it a Jamaican lady? You can't talk about it. Big Ken's on the line. Ken.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, I got your message. So you got a ban from the forums, the new system on the forums. Was that you?
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to sign up on there.
All right. Yeah, I got to see now. Remember, I've been saying the last few weeks, the forums are bombarded with spam. I implemented the nuclear option, and now it's banning people when you try to sign up. It happened to you because you have a Hotmail account. It doesn't like Hotmail accounts.
Oh, that figures.
Yeah, so I don't know why you have a Hotmail account. You're American.
Yeah, but I've had it for probably 7-8 years.
Then get yourself a Google account, a Gmail, or something else, man, and forward that Hotmail account over to it. Get out of it, man. What's wrong with you? Everyone looks down on Hotmail. That's almost as bad as having an AOL.com email account. You know? Well, what's next? You have a GeoCities webpage for yourself? Seriously,
maybe.
Ken? No, seriously. Come on, man. It's like,
that's like hanging around with MySpace and shit still, right?
Yeah. Hotmail is so September 10th. Dirty Aaron's here, and he'll agree with you. Dirty Aaron doesn't mess with Hotmail. Don't you, Dirty Aaron?
No Hotmail for me.
Thank you. See? We should all take a cue. We should all learn something from Dirty Aaron. Good work, sir.
No, thank you.
Let's continue with the prank calls, and one here that I'm very excited with, and I'm hoping you gentlemen will stay quiet while I do this one. Feel free to jump in a different prank throughout the night, but for this one, it's Carlos time. That's my name, my real name, if you didn't figure it out. We have a submission here from...
I thought it was Hot Carl.
Hot Carl. RVCP sending a new carding victim. All right. In Indiana. And Brad Carter writes, "Hi, sir. This lady left a voicemail for me on Wednesday. That would be yesterday. Saying she found a note on her car that I'd dinged it. She didn't leave her name, but I looked her up on TNID.org. My name is Roy." Okay, technical difficulties here. Here we go. Got it fixed. All right, good. Let's do it.
Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Roy. You left me a voicemail yesterday, a message. I'm sorry I didn't get to you before. My girlfriend's been in jail, and I was having to tend to that.
Hang on. I'll put him on.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Roy. I think someone there left a voicemail for me. I had hit your car. I left you that note.
Yeah, what's your deal?
Well, I dinged your car in accident, and I think the proper thing to do is to leave a note there for you to give me a call. And I just wanted to explain what, you know, that I dinged your car.
Well, what parking lot was it in?
Hmm?
Was it in the Walmart parking lot?
I believe so.
It was at Walmart and Kroger's, so I didn't know which one it was. I didn't notice until I got to Walmart.
Yeah, well, in Walmart, but... I mean, I hope there's not going to be some type of issue here, any problem between me and you. You're going to get disrespectful and nasty.
Well, pretty straightforward going guy.
Okay.
All
right. So I'm sure you saw the damage. I did my best to fix it.
Where'd you hit it at exactly?
Well, it got kicked around the back, around where the gas tank, the things to the gas tank goes.
Yeah.
It got kicked a few times back there.
You kicked it?
Yeah, and then there's some coat hanger marks on the window.
Why would there be coat hanger marks on the window?
I was trying to get inside of the car, but...
Inside my car?
Yeah.
Why?
To fix the ding. And then you had... I just was looking at the car.
Why would you kick my car?
Well, I got into an argument with my girlfriend. And then you were parked way too close to me. You were parked way too close to me in the parking lot. You parked really wrong. Like you were too close to the line.
No, I don't park close to the line. I park
well,
right in the middle.
Well, you did this time because you would not have gotten your car kicked by me because I got angry. And I hope you learn your lesson now to learn you had to park right in the middle. You get too close to the line there, and you know someone like me with a little patience might get upset and kick the car. But then my wife made a big deal about it, so then I left a note.
Oh, with your girlfriend.
I thought it was your girlfriend.
No, she's in jail. I kicked the car. We got into an argument.
What about your wife?
I don't have a wife. My girlfriend.
You just said you had a wife.
No, I said I had a girlfriend.
You just said my wife.
My girlfriend.
Why would you kick my car?
I told you, Ray, you were parked too close to me, and I got into an argument with my girlfriend.
But that's my car, not yours, so kick your own car.
Well, no, you were the one that parked wrong.
Well, what's your phone number here?
Well, you obviously have the caller ID there, right? I mean, I don't know what the big deal. You gave me a call back, even.
Yeah, I got the number here. I've already called the police. Like, I got them on the other line. They're listening to the conversation right now. So
what's the police officer's name? Can you ask him?
His name is Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. I had his hamburgers once. You're very stupid.
Stupid?
Yeah.
What the hell? I just want to know why you kicked my car.
I told you because you don't know how to drive.
Because I don't know how to drive.
You don't know how to park a car? You park like a Mexican?
You know nothing about me.
Yeah, I know you can't drive for shit. I know you can't park a car. I know I watched you from the other end of the parking lot.
You watched me park my car.
No. After I kicked your car.
And you parked next to me to kick my fucking car?
Excuse me, ma'am. After I kicked your car, I parked.
Crafty little punk motherfucker.
Lady, listen, there's no need to get so upset at me, ma'am. Be a lady and I'll be a gentleman, okay?
You're probably some little punk shit taker. I bet you get your shit pushed in every night.
What the hell is your problem? Very classy. That's very classy for a woman to talk like that. You're obviously not American. Where are you from? Do you got dirty?
Mom.
Dirty little mouth on you, lady.
My mom.
Yeah, your mom. I got your mom right here. Listen, what I did was I kicked your car, then I parked on the other side of the parking lot to watch you with my, you know, from the other end of the parking lot, just to see, you know, if you were intimidating or not. And you weren't.
Intimidating or not.
And you weren't, obviously.
You kicked my car. Because you're mad at your girlfriend, which is the first time you said was your wife.
No, listen. I got into an argument with my girlfriend, okay? Because I was complaining that you didn't know how to park because you parked so close to me. So then I got out and I said, if you don't like this, if you don't like the argument, then how about this? And I started kicking your car. And then we got into an even bigger fight. And then she made me put a note on your car to apologize. And I tried to put the note inside the car, and I used the coat hanger, but you have one of those cars that the locks you can't open with a coat hanger?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean...
But there wasn't no damage to my car.
There's definitely damage on the bottom, like towards the skirt down there. It's all kicked up. I fixed most of it, because it's fiberglass. You have a cheap fucking car.
Was you wearing a skirt when you did this?
No, sir.
You must not know how to kick, because there's no damage done to it. How did you fix it?
Are you blind or something? Are you stupid?
How would you kick my fucking car?
Can you put your husband on the line?
Yeah, here.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Well, yeah, what's her problem? I don't understand.
My problem?
No, his... You're the he, she's the she.
Yeah, you kicked my wife's car.
Yeah, exactly. Because were you the one driving it, or was it him? Hello? I'm bored with this already. Everybody hung up. Whatever.
How I feel about when people play along with the prank call.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
What do you call me back for?
I just wanted to apologize.
I want to know how you fixed my car, because I'm looking at it right now and there's no damage.
I have
you
tools.
Said under the gas tank?
Yeah.
How do you fix it? I mean, how did you fix it?
I have tools in my trunk that I use. I do body work. I do frame bending. Stuff like that.
So you're a body guy?
Well, I do that and other things.
Do you have any, do you have an insurance card?
I'm unemployed. Well, I'd like your insurance, to be honest with you, because my insurance company, I already called to report it, and they said I need your insurance information.
Are you kicking my car because you get pissed at your wife?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're liable for this, and someone's going to pay for all this, and I sure am not, because I've been unemployed.
So what you're telling me is you kick my car because I'm liable for you kicking it.
Yeah, you are. You parked wrong, and pedestrians have the right of way, and you got in the way of me walking, and it's your problem. And maybe I would have been cooperative, but ever since I gave you a call to help out with the situation, you called me you made fun of my gender. You said I'm a woman. You made fun of my girlfriend.
You
said cocksucker, motherfucker to me and all that stuff. I don't need that.
You sit and said that I was a girl.
I was confused.
Huh?
Well, I was talking to your wife there, or your girlfriend, whoever that is.
Oh, no. You was talking to me. You said, can you put your husband on the phone?
Maybe I was confused. I don't know.
Are you a dope head or something? Do you do drugs? I mean, who goes around kicking somebody's car?
You see, there you go again, being rude. Do you want me to be...
I'm asking you if you were on drugs.
No.
Was you under the influence of drugs when you kicked my car?
Not drugs, no.
Well, what was you under the influence of then, when you kicked my car?
They're legal... you heard of bath salts?
Asphalt?
Bath salts. Like, you buy these bath salts that you snort, and they're legal, and this synthetic... Coke K2. You know what that is?
You mean things you put in the bathtub?
Yeah, but they sell them now so you can, you know, put them up your nose.
Why would you put them up your nose?
Well, to get high.
So you was under the influence of bath salt and you kicked my car.
Yeah, but the bath salts are legal, so you can't do anything about that. I mean...
Well, what are you doing now?
I'm just drinking a beer.
How old are you?
19.
Yeah, I could do something about that. That's illegal.
It's illegal to buy it, not to drink it.
Oh, it's illegal to buy it and drink it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing you already have the police on the line. Stupid.
Who supplied the alcohol to you? Was it your friend? Or was it your girlfriend that's in jail?
Well...
Why is your girlfriend in jail?
Because we got into a fight.
So, was she on bath salts too?
Well, yeah, kind of. It started with that, yeah.
I just want to know why you kicked my car. I mean, there's no damage done to my car, so how did you fix
it? It's because of the bath salts, and I told you I do frame and body work. Frame bending, body work, painting. Stuff like that, but I mean, I've been unemployed for a long time.
So you painted it?
Well, no, I didn't paint it, but I do that type of work. I used to work for Mako. You know what Mako is, that company?
Yeah. Who do you work for now?
I'm unemployed. I'm on unemployment. I've been looking for work, but I work for my own. Like, I do work on the side with my tools, so I was wondering maybe I'd give you an invoice for the repair and all that.
Well, like... Could I ask how you...
$30.
Fired from your job?
Hmm?
If you're so fast at fixing cars, why did you get fired from your job?
Mexicans took my jobs.
Mexicans?
Yeah, the Mexicans taking all our jobs.
I'm going to be lazy to work at times.
Oh, well.
And then the bath salts, too.
Yeah, their backs are wet.
No, bath salts.
Give me your insurance number, and I'm going to turn it into my insurance. I'm going to get it checked out by a real...
No, I'd like... do you have an email address I can send you the information?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I'd like to also send you just the invoice.
Invoice for what?
For the car repair.
Car repair?
Well, for the body work that I did. I mean, it's not much. I mean, I'm just doing it for cost, but...
How much was it?
Well, I'm just going to charge you maybe the bath salts are, I can get 3 1-ounce bags for $10 each.
Why would I pay for your bath salt?
Well, no, you're not paying for the bath salts. You're paying for the repair work I did. So I think, you know, $30, I can get 3 baggies. And that'll be good for the weekend.
Are you crazy?
No, I really need these bath salts. You don't understand. I can't get off of them. Hang on, give me a second. Huh?
What are you doing?
Bath salts.
Are you snorting bath salts on the phone right now?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man. Hey, man, I'm sorry.
You have problems?
No, I'm sorry. This is a big misunderstanding.
Well, how much are you going to give me for damaging my car? I mean, you kicked the car.
Well, I'll give you... I fixed the car. I'll give you $30, and then I'll invoice you $60.
You just want me to pay for your bath salts. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Can you help me out?
Can I help you out?
Yeah.
Why would I give you money for kicking my car?
I fixed your car.
You said you kicked my car and damaged my car, tried to get into my car to fix it, then you said you fixed it.
But I fixed it, right? Amazing.
That's not amazing. I was only in Walmart for 3 hours. You cannot fix my car in 3 hours.
I didn't kick it that bad.
Some kind of scam, I'm telling you. Guys
trying to scam somebody.
Yeah, are you trying to scam us here?
No. Seriously, if you look at the car, beautiful. It's a beautiful job I did on the car. You yourself said you can't even see the damage.
Yeah, I mean, I had my dad look at the car and stuff. We've looked at the car a couple of times, and there's nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah. Your dad's a faggot.
$30?
Yeah, off the phone with that crack. For bath
salt?
Your dad's a faggot.
My dad's a faggot.
I'm sorry, it was the bath salts talking.
Bath salts talking?
Why would you call my father a faggot?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know him. You're right. Maybe he's just bisexual or something. I don't know. He sounds, you know.
Here, you talk to my father about that. Would you like to talk to my father?
Sure. Sounds like a nice man.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I'm John's father.
You're John's father.
Yeah.
Now, so, there you go. Prove my point.
What point?
That you're gay. You're a fag. A faggot, you know?
I have 6 children.
Yeah, put the father on the phone. I don't want to talk to you, lady. Unless you want to fuck, I don't want to talk to you.
Hey, buddy, what's your goddamn problem?
Hey, how you doing there, Hoss?
I'm not doing too good. You're trying to scam my son here out of $30 or something so you can get your goddamn dope.
It's bath salt, sir. It's legal. It's not dope.
You're using it for dope. You're hooked on it. And he ain't giving you no goddamn $30.
Well, I fixed his goddamn car, son of a bitch.
Didn't even do nothing to his car, buddy. I went out there and looked at it. That car ain't been wrecked.
What do you know about cars.
I know. I went out there and looked.
You don't know shit.
I know you're a goddamn crook.
Faggots don't know about cars.
You're a goddamn crook.
How would you know about cars? You can't even drive.
And you're on dope and you're probably drunk right now. That's why you're calling him here to try to get $30.
Crazy, blind, diabetic old man.
Yeah. 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 I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to scam him.
Well,
trying to scam him.
Do they have any work I can do?
You're a scammer.
No.
And it ain't going to work.
Please. Please.
It ain't
going to
work.
You don't know how hard it is. I can't get bath salts out of my mind.
I don't give a goddamn about a bath salt. You're not scamming him.
Oh. Do you have any beer or something? I don't know. Can you buy me a beer?
Buddy, I can afford to buy a beer.
Then what do you know about cars? You don't know anything about cars.
I'm not going to buy your goddamn dope for you.
Faggot.
Goddamn dope head.
I'm not a dope head. That's not nice. It's
goddamn snorting son of a bitch.
It's bath salts.
Your wife's probably in goddamn jail.
I don't have a wife. I have a girlfriend.
Stealing bath salts for your ass.
Oh. That's true. Will you please?
You probably got her sent off. Goddamn habit you're doing.
Yeah, it is actually. I put her on the street.
Yeah.
She was out. She got picked up for prostitution.
Yeah, she probably did just to get your goddamn shit.
She did. That is true. It's not funny, sir. Yeah. That is what happened.
I believe it. I know how you guys operate. That's all you're worried about, something going up your nose.
That's true.
That's all you're looking for is to rip somebody off.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're not going to aggravate me. I'm going to get the hell off here, and you're not getting no goddamn $30 from him.
Well, can he buy some bath salts
just
for me?
Get that shit.
Can he buy? If you go to the gas station, they have them for $10, the bath salts.
Well, goddamn $10 and goddamn a bath salt.
Goddamn you.
And goddamn you, too, because you ain't getting no goddamn $10, $30. You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
Goddamn you to hell, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, goddamn motherfucker.
Oh, you goddamn you.
Goddamn you in the ass.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn you shit in the ass, bitch. Goddamn fucker. Fuck shit. Goddamn it.
Probably snort bath salts up your goddamn nose. So you can snort something up your ass. What are you, some kind of goddamn queer?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know you're sorry.
I'm sorry about all this.
I know you're sorry. It ain't gonna work here.
Is there any work?
Gonna work.
Can I fix something for you? I'll fix everything.
Get you some goddamn help.
Can I park your car?
Go get you some goddamn help.
You motherfucker.
Get your girlfriend off the street, punk. Go get yourself some help.
What was your name, buddy?
Go get yourself some help.
Do you go to church?
Yeah, I go to church.
Well, you think maybe you could introduce me to the pastor to get me some help?
I wouldn't even talk to him about it.
I need help.
I'm trying to help too much. I ain't got time for you.
Please, I'll give you $30.
Well, you give me the $30 and I'll do that.
And then you buy me the bath salts and you bring them to me.
No, I ain't buying shit to bring to you. You give me the $30, I'll talk to him.
Did you check the car? Are you sure you checked the car?
I checked the car and ain't a goddamn thing wrong with it. And like I told him, you're doing nothing but trying to scam him.
Well, you're
a goddamn scammer.
It's probably because you're so stupid and old and blind.
You know how your sorry ass work, punk. You're trying to scam somebody and it ain't going to work.
You're just an
your
old
car ain't fucking been wrecked.
You're an old man who can't see
you
right.
Kick the fucking car.
Oh, God. God.
Kick my fucking foot up your ass.
You're getting between me and my drugs. Listen. Give me my dope. You're getting between me and my dope money.
Kick my foot up your fucking ass, motherfucker.
I want bath salts. I'll kill my mother for bath salts. Give them to me.
Back here, you're wasting your goddamn time. Goddamn $30.
I'm losing my patience with you. I fixed the car. Now give me my money. Do it now!
Goddamn, them salts has really messed your fucking mind up. You're acting like a friggin' 12-year-old.
Oh, God. The bath salts have taken control of me.
To ask for help from a fucking 12-year-old.
Oh, God. Oh. Please. Please help me. I can't get the monkey off of my back. Oh. Oh. Hello? Old man? Old man! Will you pray for me?
Did you run my phone bill up the goddamn up here?
Goddamn motherfucker. Motherfucker! Huh?
Hello?
Go to church and get your ass some help.
What happened? I blacked out for a while.
Yeah. You need to go get some help.
That happens sometimes to go through these episodes. I lose control.
Well, you need to... That's what you're trying to act like. You fucking tore somebody's car up and fixed it. You didn't tear up shit. You're just trying to scam him out of $30.
I know. I don't have anything else. I've thought of everything.
Well, it ain't going to work here. It might work from somebody else, buddy, but it ain't going to work here.
Do you have anybody I can call? Like anybody in your family?
No. I don't know nobody's going to help you. You're going to help your goddamn sorry self.
Goddamn you.
God damn you.
God damn you right in the face.
God damn your sorry ass.
God damn you to hell.
God damn you, buddy. You gotta help your own sorry fucking self.
God damn you and your coffin.
You're pitiful. You're fucking pitiful. You're a fucking junkie.
Listen, I was a high school
quarterback. You're a salt junkie.
I was a high school quarterback. I was the king of the prom. Look at me now.
Yeah, look at you now.
No, I just have bath salts. Well,
you're wasting time here. Your scam ain't working.
All right, fine. Well, goddamn you in the ass.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you, fuck. Fuck.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you, asshole.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn you.
You dope-headed motherfucker.
And that you
don't? I don't think you're old, punk, because I know you ain't talking about me, because I'm not a damn bit old.
I'm talking about the old man who's talking to me on the phone now. I'm praying to you, Lord, that when he dies tonight, that you don't open up your arms for him and the heavenly gates, and you send him to eternal damnation in the fires of hell.
Yeah.
For all the crimes he's committing, for not paying for the services that were rendered to his son's car. In God's name we pray. God damn him. God damn you, sir.
God damn you, you goddamn dope head.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Get off the dope, punk.
Can I talk to the girl?
Get off the dope, punk.
Let me talk to the girl.
I'm hanging up here, you goddamn dope-headed motherfucker.
Bye, goddamn bitch.
Don't be calling back here, goddamn you.
Goddamn you, goddamn it. I'll call back, goddamn it.
Goddamn you.
Goddamn it.
Goddamn, you're probably a beer drinker. You probably smoked weed and every goddamn thing else.
And cocaine, bath salts, well, heroin.
You ain't nothing but a goddamn punk. You'd probably fuck a guy in the ass and wouldn't even have the decency to give him a goddamn reach around.
You'd fuck a guy in the ass and put your dick in his mouth right after.
What you'd do?
Nasty fucker.
Yeah, you are.
God damn it.
You got your goddamn mind warped.
God damn it.
We're putting that shit up your goddamn nose and put it in a needle.
Hang up. I command you to hang up the goddamn phone.
I'm going to listen to you because I'm off of here.
I command you.
God damn you.
God damn you. Wow. That was fun. God damn it.
Sounds like an interesting family.
That old man was full of fish and vinegar.
Wow. They got really good when the old man got on because it was starting to go south.
You should have asked him if you could sniff those bath salts off his ass or something. That would really got him going.
I just like I could just keep arguing. God damn it. All I had to say was God damn you. God damn you. God damn it. God damn motherfucker. God damn. That man, for a man that goes to church, he sure loves saying God damn. God damn.
You often talk about your gay ethics, too, about how you won't give the other man a reach around and shit.
I hurt my nose doing that. Holy shit.
You certainly knew a lot about gays.
Wow. The white devil turned into the black devil there. There's a deeper voice. I never heard that at the end. The white devil turned into the dark devil.
Hey, Carly, did you happen to save the phone number from the last week when you called him down in Orlando? And you asked, or you called him a fag, and he started flipping out. And he's like, I'm going to fuck you up, and even if I can, I'm going to come after you. Then his girlfriend got on the line.
Yeah, who was that? I don't. Who sent the number in? I don't think you did. Someone did.
It wasn't me. I can't remember who sent it in, but it was down in Orlando somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started talking about his defense to like getting beat up was he was gonna fuck you in the ass.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass and put it in your mouth. That's what he said to me. He said, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass and I'm gonna put it in your mouth. I'm sure it's here somewhere. I'd have to do some rooting around, but that guy was pretty good. What was his name? Anyone remembers out there? Hey, Maven.
It was a request to prank, and they said all they did was call him fag or something like that, and he flips out.
Let me look here.
Some people are very sensitive about their sexuality.
Done. Looks like I found it. Richie sent it in. Not sure of his name. I call him Classy Chill Fag. There we go.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Sorry I haven't been around. Prank this guy with... someone, he told me he hurts people, goes to jail, then hurts them when he gets out again. Okay. I got it. This is in Alabama, though. Oh, no, it's South Florida. It's South Florida. My number comes up as an Orlando number, but he's in Fort Lauderdale. Alright, let's call him. Bath Salts. I think that'll be the title of the show is going to be Goddamn Bath Salts. Ugh. That was awesome. God damn it. Thank you, RBCP. A great, great number. Thanks for passing it on. Hello.
The fuck you want, bitch?
God damn it. You son of a bitch. He hung right up. He don't want to talk.
Somebody remembers you.
No kidding.
Sorry, I'm unable to get to the phone right now. Just please.
You sound so friendly there, eh? Try again. Hey, man. Hey. God damn it.
Talking to you, bitch.
God damn it. Yeah, nothing. Give him a few more minutes. Maybe he'll, maybe later in the show he'll play, you know?
Needs a little time to warm up to you.
He was all warmed up last week, man. He's all about... the warm love. I'll mark it. Remind me, too, if I forget. God damn it. We're going to keep saying god damn it all night.
Horse, god damn it.
Horse, god damn it. All right. Snob Space sent in a number yesterday in Norway. Pretend I'm calling from Facebook Inc. about the site, blah, blah, blah. Tell them that they still will sue... I guess he had taken some guy took out a domain name, 12stepfacebook.com, some years ago, and he got into trouble with Facebook over it. He recommends that we call, saying now that Facebook has an IPO or whatever. Did that go down? That didn't go down, did it? They haven't filed that IPO yet, have they? You guys wouldn't know. I don't think you guys are in a...
I don't think it happened quite yet.
But there's...
What was that, 12-step Facebook?
12-step or 1-2-step Facebook? 12-step Facebook? Something like that. But yeah, I guess, what's his face? Mark Zucker... whatever? Zuckerberg? Zuckercorn? Forgot his name now.
I hear they're making him go public because it's got too big.
Yeah, but he stands to become like one of the richest guys in the world. He's going to have like Bill Gates money pretty soon. fucking guy is younger than me. I believe that shit. You know, good on him. Whatever, man. American dream. Smart guy. Calling goddamn Norway, goddammit.
Velkommen til mobilsvar. Vennligst legg igjen en beskjed etter pipetonen.
No answer there. Sorry. Anyway, a lot of turnout here tonight. We got 121 listeners live. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. As I've said a thousand times already. We'll crack what's up to everyone in the chat room. Something we do about this time. Big new news in there. Holding things down. The only other op, because UK Ted wanted to complain about so many ops. So now, there we go. There you go. You guys wanted, UK Ted wanted to, you know, have a simple setup here. So there we go. Bone Thuggish.
Ted, you crazy bastard.
Bone Thuggish entered the big dark strangers in the house. Enigma. Enigma. Enigma is just a mystery to me. Gregulate, Holidays, Spessa, Corrupt, Corruption, Kuraz, MST3 Clay, NPSA, Cobra, RBCP underscore, Wacky Tabachi is in there. Tabachi, I heard is it true you're gonna start editing KDK's shows? That's kinda cool. That'll help him out. He's always complaining he can't edit his shows. Let me know that's true, cause if it is, you deserve props for that. The end. Is here UK Dave. Is UK Dave now. Wow. AMD's in the house. Big Baz. Who sent in a number in Saipan. First call we did. Car Wash. We got a big reception last week. Big Toke. Chelsea B. Dirty Aaron is also here with us. Big Ken's in there. Duluth. Big Maven. Royale with Cheese. A.K.A. Quarter Pounder with Cheese here in the United States. Sporty Board, Stay High, and UK Ted. Last, and most definitely least. Tabachi says he's editing old KDK shows for Prank Call albums. Alright, that's cool. Awesome. He's scamming you. He's scamming you. I'm kidding. That's good.
God damn it.
No, prankers need to unite. I was talking to Ted. Ted Webb about this the other day. You know, if it isn't, you know, it's good that, you know, some of the older prankers are starting to come back around now. And I got a little pissed off, though. Maybe it's jealousy, maybe it's just me being girly and stupid. But I listened to that Johnny Brennan. He's got the Jerky Boys show, his podcast. And he's on there. Now he thinks he's Mr. Internet prank call podcast master now, and it's fucking bullshit, because yeah, you know, I gotta give respect where respect is due. You know, I came up as a kid listening to the Jerky Boys and him and Kamal, Johnny B and Kamal, doing prank calls among others, of course. But you know, he disappeared from the game for just about goddamn near 10 years, goddamn it. And it was people like me and fucking, you know, KDK, Dr. Lego, Rev, people like us that kept the fucking scene going here that we've got, you know what I mean? He didn't do anything for the last 10 fucking years. And now that we've, you know, built a kind of a culture here and shit, you know, and kept the prank call scene alive, well, he became Mr. Hollywood. Doing fucking voices and commercials and fucking Family Guy and shit. Now he wants to come back and do a podcast and act like he's the king of pranks again. It's fucking bullshit, man. I don't appreciate that. You know, what pisses off me the most is the fact that I got an email either from him or from his fucking people like, oh yeah, you know, promote Johnny B's new podcast on your show and on your website and this and that. We really appreciate it. And I was like, well, that's, you know, and they're like, you know, he, you know, maybe you could, you know, call in sometime to your show, or you could call in his show. Oh, like, yeah, that sounds cool. And I got all excited about it. And then, like, that was the last I ever heard. I was like, yeah, I'll try to, you know, call in or talk to him or be on his show or something like that. Never heard back. Nothing. Nothing at all.
I think we should phone mob him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got a Skype account. He's got a number on Skype. He's got a phone number. And every episode, he plays a few bits at the beginning. But all you hear on there is, like, people sucking his fucking ass and saying, oh, yeah, you're the fucking best of prank calls and this and that. Yeah, I mean, he has some good prank calls, but all this show is nothing but old pranks. It's the same fucking pranks you heard from him, like, since the fucking 1990s, goddammit.
Is this a declaration of war?
It's not a declaration of war. It's a declaration he needs to give respect to us, man. You know, he needs to give the respect to us here that kept the fucking, you know, minded the fucking store and worked fucking hard, you know, amongst a lot of bullshit to get a prank call scene on the internet going here. You know, people like Blackout, fucking everybody, man. Zolar, Friday Night Pranks, all of them. Even the fucking, what's
phone,
it called?
Phone Losers, too.
Phone Losers, yeah. I didn't mean to forget that.
Yeah, fuck him. Let's go teabag his ass.
Even the prank men. I'm willing to go. I'd like to go find Kamal, because they're bitter enemies now. They hate each other. Kamal and Johnny B don't get along at all. I'm willing to try to find Kamal and get him to come on our show. That'd be funny.
Well, it sucks that he said that he would do that, come on the show, and then he's out there trying to, you know, jump all over the number one spot.
Well, so, and it's not that he's coming out saying I'm the king of prank calls, but you just, you know, you're starting to get the feeling now, like, he's like, you know, oh yeah, I've been doing this all along. It's like, well, you have it, man.
He's got that attitude like he's top shit.
And I'm not saying that he's not the top. Again, it's like me coming out, you know. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be doing prank call shows and shit right now if it wasn't for the Jerky Boys and for him. I'll be honest with you. That shit is the best. He and Kamal were definitely the most successful prank callers of all time because they made a movie out of it. They had platinum selling CDs. They're the epitome of what any prank caller would want to be when it comes to this, you know, level that we do it at, if you want to call it that. But then again, he should be giving some props to everybody else. And I'm not talking about just about me. I mean everybody fucking else who does prank calls and has a podcast or has a website that does prank calls. Like, where's the fucking love, man?
Well, for him to go dormant and then come back after all that time, you don't just, you know, reprise that position that you were at. You gotta, you know, get pumped back up and, you know, kind of do a little something.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's,
yeah,
it's true.
Maybe bring some of the guys like you and Tuck and these other guys and RBCP on the show and, you know, kind of make a bridge, you know, in between when he was gone.
That's true. Yeah, because I came on, I was all promoting it. I was like, hey, man, everyone check out this podcast. I was putting on my own podcast because I got that email from his people. They're all, you know, they're like, hey, you know. I was like, cool, and I never heard back. I sent 2 emails. You know, and I got one response from, like, whoever's agent is. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm going to pass it on to Johnny. He'll get back to you. Never heard back. I haven't tried to call a Skype number to leave a message or nothing, because at this point, it's fucking no, but whatever. Yeah, I'm off my soapbox. I'm just saying, where's the love, man? Come on. This is bullshit. Christopher Curtis. Big Chris is here. Whatever you go by. How you doing, man?
Yeah. Cobra!
That's the Cobra guy? Hey, Cobra.
Yeah, what?
Cobra.
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Hello. How are you? All right, moving on.
Hey, I got a problem here.
What's that?
Speak, damn it.
Wow. Train wreck. Moving right along, let's do some more pranks. That Norway shit didn't go through, and I'm just in a bad mood now. We got a guy... Huh?
I don't think we should do any pranks until Nunu calls in.
Yeah, we'll be here for 7 more years.
Yeah.
Melbourne, Australia. We got Big D. This guy is an asshole. I don't know. Any of you want to do this? Dirty Aaron? Duke
Bring it on.
Dirty Aaron. All right, so Melbourne, Australia.
Is there any background noise in my...
Nope. I don't hear it. You're a little low.
Guys, I got to call back because my Skype won't stop ringing.
All right. Are you using Android Skype?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me too. I don't know why. It restart the whole thing.
Bullshit.
Yeah, the Android Skype does that sometimes. All right, man. So, yeah.
All right, I'll call right back. Meanwhile, you should stick your dick in Johnny B's mouth.
Oh, yeah, I'm on it. I'm headed to New York right now. All right, Dirty Aaron, you're on. Invalid phone number. God damn it. Missing a country code. What's the country code in Australia now? I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Johnny Brennan must have sent that number in.
Probably. Bastard. There we go. Got it. Well, Australia has a nice flag. Very nice, pretty flag.
Is it like
you
five?
Have reached the message bank of private number.
Private number. Private. Hello?
Big D.
Answer the phone.
Asshole. All right.
Johnny Brennan.
Johnny Brennan, answer the phone. Johnny B, answer the fucking phone. All right, moving right along. Next call. That was a car ding. Maybe we'll call that guy back later. Tabachi, yes. Are you back, Cobra?
Yeah, we're back. We're back on. We're live.
All right, good. No ringing either. Good. Awesome.
No, it's perfect. Yeah, it's clear. Too.
It does that. Does that at random? I know. We got a temperamental 20-some-year-old ghetto male. Posted his number on youropenbook.org. Called him several times and have had fun exchanging profane words. Okay, good. His name is Josh Brown. He lives in Massachusetts. Tabachi sent this in. All right. Anybody? Well, Aaron, you're on this one, right?
Sure.
Cool. Josh Brown.
He's an African-American man?
Yes, an African-American. Very good.
I feel sorry for Josh already.
Josh, yeah.
The deck stacked against him already.
Ring.
Hello. You reached the phone of Josh. Sorry I couldn't get to it right now.
All right, nope.
He didn't sound ghetto enough for me.
Yeah, I know, right? We had the rapper last week. It didn't sound ghetto at all. Was he like, he sounded like Urkel?
Oh, man.
Nobody gets more ghetto than the Asiatics, though.
Done.
Where's Milkman?
Tried calling him all day. Called him in the morning and called him when I got home from work. Called him like four times before the show started. Can't find him.
Huh. Is he dead again?
I don't know. He might be. He might be in the hospital again. I don't know. I'll try him in a little
group
bit.
Group action in the back of his taxi last night.
Yep. He's at a rave right now.
Carlito, when was the last time you called one of those, the gay chat room or whatever?
I don't know. It's been a while. Well, me and Artie, like, when I wasn't doing shows and I was recovering from my surgery over the summer, we were calling every day, like, on our own time to prank a chat line, and it had one part of it was gay, one part was straight, and we were having a lot of fun with it, and,
See, do you think Johnny Brennan makes prank calls on his personal time? I think it's just in it for the money.
No, he doesn't have time for that shit.
Yeah. What is he busy doing anyway? He doesn't say. I don't know.
Family Guy.
I don't watch that much Family. I'll be honest with you. I don't like Family Guy's all right. I watch bits and pieces of Family Guy. Something about the show turns me off. And it's not necessarily the show that turns me off. It's what's his face, the fucking dude behind it, Seth whatever.
Seth MacFarlane.
For some reason, I don't like the guy. I mean, I don't hate on him. I just don't find him particularly funny. I watch Family Guy sometimes, but it annoys me a little bit. But is that character on a lot on Family Guy? Is he doing it every episode kind of thing?
Well, I have no idea.
Man, yeah, I didn't think it was.
I have no idea.
I don't know. He's doing a commercial for Lee Jeans. Which I didn't even know they sell Lee jeans anymore. Like, who wears Lee jeans?
What's his Family Guy character?
JCPenney.
Yeah, Kmart.
Yeah, I guess. Kmart, JCPenney.
Kmart sells Lee jeans.
Arizona jeans. Arizona jeans. Yeah, so I got a number here. It's supposed to be the United Kingdom, but the flag looks like Russia. I don't know what the fuck this is. Dave the Rave calls me all the time, pisses me off. He calls me at all times of the day. Okay. Ask him about buses and having sex with them. He knows all about it. I know it sounds sick. Okay, cool.
He's a bus fucker?
I guess. Here we go. Dave the Rave, fucking buses. It's either Russia or this is invalid. Who sent this in? Red Sloth Man, you did this last week to us, man.
Another cell phone.
I guess. Fix your shit, man, you know?
Do you want to post the number in the Skype chat? Yeah, and I'll see if I can fix it.
You're going to scrub it? Good deal. All right, I'll do that.
Skype phone machine.
There you go. That's what I got from the guy there, buddy. Did it come through?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Work on that, UK. A little project for you there on the side. In between your vacuuming and stapling and documentaries.
Killing prostitutes.
Killing prostitutes. He doesn't kill prostitutes. That's not nice to say.
Isn't that what hotels are for?
That's for fucking prostitutes.
Isn't that part of rape?
I don't kill prostitutes. I kill ladies.
Oh, man.
There's a whole lot of fucking in hotels, I'll tell you what. I heard that most people go there to fuck. That's what I go to hotels for.
A whole lot of fucking.
Even if I'm by myself, I'm fucking. Tabachi sent in another number here. Oh, Lonesome Loser's here, by the way. I forgot, failed to mention. What's up, man? Lots of numbers from him already. UK Uncle Tom's Liquors. All right, cool. Uncle Tom. King Kong Barbecue Restaurant. Corporate Security. Yeah, we talked to them a few years ago. I'll have to play that prank first. That's awesome. That little alarm thing I was playing. And Mama's Spaghetti House. You got that there in Honolulu. Okay. Yeah.
Bristol. I think I got it sorted.
You got it sorted out? All right. Let me do... I already copied this number here. Let me do it, and then I'll do that one. Then we'll head over to Lonesome. Tabashi
should be able to just click on it.
Excuse me. Okay. Sounds good. We got a number in Oregon for an elderly person.
Absolutely.
That's all I got.
I got to mute for a second.
Okay. UK Ted, would you like to prank call an elderly person?
I don't know. I feel bad pranking the elderly.
What was the prank? Didn't you have me prank call an American? You said, I want to prank a regular American, and we did that last week, and you tried a survey from Walmart, and the guy got really mad. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that didn't work very well, did it? They hang up quickly.
Yeah, it was funny.
Feels bad pranking the elderly, but yet, when we call the UK at 5 a.m.
Yet he'll own up everybody in the chat room, and that's very rude. Just saying. I'm kidding.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the National Water Association. And I was calling to get your information about your water license, which has you have not passed recently.
You dirty, crooked bunch of bastards.
Yeah.
You know damn good and well there's nothing wrong with my water. You don't know anything about it.
Your water's a piece of shit.
Trying to get me on a trick.
Huh?
Goodbye.
Holy shit.
I thought it was joking. I thought it was someone trying to...
That was Grandpa Simpson.
I thought it was...
That guy's obviously got like four purple hearts.
Hello.
Not...
Hello, yes, sir. Do you have any purple hearts?
Do I what?
Do you have any purple hearts?
No, I don't have purple hearts. I've got silver stars and bronze stars and all that.
Is that because you're a faggot? You couldn't work hard enough to get a purple heart?
What?
Were you a faggot and you didn't get a purple heart? Is that why?
No, I didn't get really injured.
Why not? Were you hiding?
I served in three wars.
Were you cleaning?
Okay.
Where were you in? Let me guess. Invasion
in Europe.
In Panama? Invasion of Panama?
No, hell, there's no wars in Panama. That's just sexy house.
Sexy
house? I was in Europe.
You're in Europe?
In England, and France, and Belgium.
In Belgium? Did you do any parachute drops?
No, I was a fighter pilot.
You're a fighter pilot? Really?
Yes.
That's interesting. Did you ever get shot down a lot?
No, but I bailed out.
You bailed out? You're too chicken? You got scared?
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, I wanted you to speak in front of our high school, where we're looking for a war hero to come speak in front of the association, the Water Association, the high school this year.
The Water Association?
Yeah, we're going to honor you with a potluck dinner. We're going to give you, they were going to give you $5,000 in a big, like one of those big checks, you know, those really big checks.
No, forget it.
Well, come on, you're a hero.
You know where I live?
Well,
I live in Albany.
Yeah, we know that.
And
yeah. It's
the wettest piece of world, and we got water everywhere.
Yeah, but it's not clean water.
Yes, we got clean water.
The Water Association has to clean it first.
Oh, bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. If you drink that water out there without, you're going to get diarrhea. God damn it.
No, let me tell you, the water was just fine until everybody started playing with it.
I know. That's why we're
here.
I've
drank pure water. I learned to swim in the Willamette River and everything else.
All right. Do you...
And it was fine until all the politicians got into it.
Listen, my concern is that you're having a lot of fluoride in your water. You understand that's a problem. You know what fluoride does to you?
Oh, bullshit.
Hell, do you know there are plans to put fluoride in ice cream?
I'm watching television. Good night.
Children's ice cream?
Fuck you, Matlock's on.
Is that really... Is that one of our listeners? Do you think it's one of our... I think it's... I want to think
I
it's...
I hope so.
I think... you hope so. You can't.
That's too good to be true.
I don't know. You think? He's just a senile old man that was in WW2?
WWII.
He knows his stuff, if he was. He's like, I got
big
some...
one.
Yeah. Let me ask him for proof. Last one.
Oh, don't call him again, please.
What is your deal? Come on, man. Grow a sack. You're a phone loser. What's wrong with you? Hello? He hung up. You happy? You see what you did? You made him hang up. Thanks a lot, UK Look, Ted.
I just think that the elderly, the veterans, I think they should be off limits.
Oh, God. Here we
unless,
go.
Wait, unless they're from the UK, it's okay to call and wake them up.
Exactly.
Unless they're Welsh. If they're Welsh, fuck them. Do it.
You British, Welsh. You're British and your appeasement is exactly why people like that had to go to war against Hitler, because you're too much of an you're too much of appeasers. Oh, first it's like, don't call the kids, and now don't call the elderly, and then next, what's it, don't call the women next?
What should have did right there, Carlito, when he started naming off his medals, started naming the lucky charm shapes, asked him if he had any green clover, horseshoes, blue moons, yeah.
I want to talk to him of my precious bodily fluids now. See if we get a hold of him. We'll give him a few minutes to call him back.
He was probably grateful for the conversation. Yeah, he hasn't had anyone to talk to for a while.
Probably.
You probably made his day.
Yeah, there's I'm going to watch TV.
Realize that in addition to fluoridating water, where there are studies underway to fluoridate salt, flour, fruit juices, soup, sugar, milk, ice cream, mandrake, children's ice cream.
Good. You know when fluoridation first began?
No, I don't yet.
1946. 1946, Mandrake. How does that coincide with your post-war commie conspiracy? It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Call on him again.
Speaking of fluoride, what happened to Crazy Fucker?
Oh, dude, that's another thing. Don't know. That's all I got.
Wow.
I wish that's I knew. Deep. Yeah, that's deep, man. Yeah, man.
That's like whenever Milkman's gone, it's just he's dead.
That is what I always say, and that's rude. We shouldn't talk about the elderly like that, UK said. It's not even ringing now, old man. See, UK Ted had his way.
Damaged his rotary telephone.
Yeah, he has. He's scrubbing it. Gregulate's here. Hey, Gregulate, how you doing, buddy? All right. Anyway, we got the Gaylord India restaurant, but I want to get to some of these lonesome loser numbers here before they get stale.
Let's go outside.
Uncle Tom's Liquors. Who dropped out here? We got everybody still. Dirty Aaron, UK Ted, Ken, and MPSA
Cobra.
Gregulate's gone.
Cobra checking in.
Big Cobra. We'll be calling your security company here in a moment.
Checking in. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Good for you. Uncle Tom's Liquors. Anybody want to call Uncle Tom's Liquors? Anyone, an Arab guy answered there.
Cobra wants to do it, I think.
Cobra.
Last I heard.
I'm a little scared.
Don't be scared.
All right, whatever.
Don't be scared. Put me on. Fresno, California. Uncle Tom Liquors.
Tom Liquors?
Yeah, I'll let you guys open tonight.
2 o'clock. Every day.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock every day, brother. AM.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say 2 o'clock P.M. That'd be kind of stupid. What are you still doing there?
I already left P.M.
So how's business tonight?
Good, brother.
Yeah?
All right, brother.
You got Grey Goose?
Yeah.
You got Grey Goose?
Yes, sir.
Half gallon? Huh?
Yeah, no, half gallon. Fifth.
50 what?
Fifth Grey Goose only. We don't have a half gallon.
No half gallon?
Mm-hmm.
Just the fifth?
Yeah.
Do you have the pint?
Yeah.
So, what can you hook me up with tonight? What can you hook me up with?
What do you mean hook me up? Bring your money? You have enough age, right?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I got cash.
Okay, okay. All right, bye.
I got a little bit of... I got food stamps, too, though.
All right. Let me try them. Yes, until what time is open?
What do you mean?
Until what time is open?
Close open.
No, what time is open until?
6.
Until 6? You're open?
Yeah.
Okay, are you Arab or Indian?
So what are you talking about?
Are you Arabic or Indian?
Come on. He doesn't want to play, he's going to sell his liquor.
You Punjabi motherfucker.
Punjabi nigga.
Punjabi nigga. Punjabi nigga. He gets into that too.
He's all business.
All right. Let me do this Indian restaurant over here on the side. Gaylord India restaurant.
Was that you messing with the mic or what?
Yeah, it's me itching. The mic sits in my ear, and I have to scratch my ear. I hear that.
Yeah. No, I hear it really loud.
Sorry.
Gaylord Indian restaurant, I'm help you.
Yes, hi. Indian restaurant food?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Until what time is open?
Till 10.
And are you Indian or no?
No.
You're not?
No.
Can I speak to an Indian, please?
Just a second. May I know who's speaking, please?
Mr. Ulu?
Ulu, yeah.
Ulu.
Gillis, can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Mr. Ulu. I had to make an order.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One order for Alu Slag.
Alu Slag?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One Pilak Malasa.
What is that?
One Pilak Malasa.
I didn't understand. Which one is that?
One Pilak Malasa.
One pilau?
Pilak Malasa. Uh-huh.
No, I'm not getting that.
What about one lamb pons?
One lamb?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And one keema wanker? Come on, man. He didn't get angry like I wanted him to. We'll redial. We'll see.
Can I help you?
Yeah, could you put him back? This is Mr.
Hello?
Ulu. Yes, hi, this is Mr. Ulu.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to the gentleman. Can you put him back on?
Just a second. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
We're really busy right now, so he's helping other customers.
No, he's not. He told me to talk to him. I don't understand. Why is he doing that?
Because he went back to the floor because the customer need him.
Could you send him a message real quick? Let me know what the answer is.
Oh, okay.
Ulu Kapatha.
Hello?
Yes, Ulu Kapatha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you could please let him know that and tell him to get back to me about that order.
Okay. Okay, no worries.
We'll ask him about that, please. I'm right here.
Okay.
What are you asking?
About the Ulu Kapala something?
Ulu Kapatha.
Ulu Kapatha. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here. Can you please give me his answer?
Oh, hold. You want to hold?
Yes, I need his answer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I posted a link to the Hindi swear word like encyclopedia in the Skype chat.
Thank you. Skype chat.
He's going to slap the shit out of that waitress.
For calling him a son of an owl. I know. Such an insult.
Benki Load Machuta. Sister Dick, go fuck your mom.
Sister Dick. Alright, got it here. Ah, they hung right up. Chudasi, sadness after fucking? What?
Oh, man. It's all brilliant.
The sadness after fucking. Okay.
Wow. Oh, man.
Sadness after
fucking.
It's the
best kind.
You know when that happens. You ever get sadness after jerking off when you look at some really bad porn? You get that sadness out there and you just feel disgusted with yourself. Like, oh. You know you're getting old. You're in your 30s when you start having that. I just can't do this anymore. All right. Lonesome sent in the ideas for those Indian orders we just did there. Good work, Nunu, rather. Thank you, Nunu. Continuing on, Uncle Tom's Liquors. We already did that. We'll do Uncle Tom's Tavern now. Moving on to Cobra Security here in a moment. I think I'll play that.
Gay fag chill boy there down in Orlando.
Yeah, I'll try to give him a call back. Maybe he'll play. I like to call him back. I like to call the car ding also again. It'd be nice to whip back around some of these people from tonight. It's been a good night so far. Hovering at 120 live listeners. That's good. Let me switch the music up. I've been playing all this for the last 3 weeks. Of the show. Gotta do something.
Uncle Tom.
Yes, hello, Uncle Tom. How are you? Uncle Tom.
It's going good. Who is this?
Yeah, listen. Since when are the sellouts been hanging out there?
Pardon?
Since when have the sellouts been hanging out there?
Wondering. I can't hear you guys speak a little
bit. Listen.
What are you wondering?
This is Uncle Tom's Tavern, all right? You understand?
And yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and I'm calling to say you're nothing but a handkerchief head sellout Uncle
Tom.
I'm
nothing but a piece of shit. Well, hey.
Handkerchief
head. Keep talking. This is being recorded.
I don't give your permission.
Now, who is this?
You're a handkerchief head. You know what I am? You know who I am?
Go. No, I don't.
I'm Nat.
And I don't really give a fucking. You go fuck yourself.
I'm Nat Turner.
If you call here again.
I'm Nat Turner.
You're going to get charged with harassing.
Shut up. You stupid son of a bitch. Uncle Tom.
Fuck, go fuck yourself. I'm not a stupid son of a bitch.
You're an Uncle
You're
Tom.
You're dumber than a box of rocks.
You goddamn
hell. Hey, go have another shot of heroin and build up some courage and come on down, you fucking faggot.
Bye. Uncle Tom.
I think we should all call him back.
Here we go. Calling him back.
I like bath salt, motherfucker.
See, the problem is there's house Negroes and there's field Negroes, and you're a...
You what?
There's house Negroes and field Negroes, and you Uncle Tom, handkerchief head, house Negroes, Uncle Toms need to go.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Nat Turner.
Huh?
I'm Nat Turner.
Nat Turner?
Yes.
Where the hell are you calling from?
From the South. The southern state, Maryland.
So why are you calling here harassing the guy that owns this place?
Well, because I'm leading an uprising here. And he's been nothing but a son of a bitch, a goddamn son of a bitch, and a sellout.
What did he do, fuck your mother?
No, he fucked my people. He fucked my mother, my father. He fucked his own mother.
Oh, he fucked your father, too? Your father must have liked it.
Well, he's a gay. He went after my father first. We had to separate him from my father, and in order to get him away, we had to let him have his way with my mother. He was so into the man at first, you know? Hello? Stupid. There's an argument back there. He said you fucked his mother. Alright. We'll do another call while we wait on them to come back.
Hey, I hope you're still there.
I'm here, Uncle Tom.
Hey, fuck you too. I'm glad you're still there, you little fucking faggot, cocksucker.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Come on down.
God damn you.
Come on down. We got all kinds of people in here witnessing this nice little conversation.
Yeah? And what are they
doing? Suck my dick, you fucking faggot cocksucker.
You guys are all
about... hang up. Give me another call because we're tracing these. Bye.
No, don't hang up.
Sounds like a fucking gay orgy going on in there.
Wow. All right, UK Ted, would you like to call them? I'm going to call from a different number. Just, you know, maybe...
Sure.
Request an apology, I think, is what you should do.
Come on down.
I think you got the fucking prices right over there.
Come on down.
Where are the days?
Oh, my God. Right? It does sound like that. The price is right. Yeah. Right.
Where are they?
Let me check here. Where are they?
When they start arguing again, just tell them you didn't mean to get him and his boyfriend all riled up.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I know you guys are busy in the circle jerking there, but didn't mean to do
okay.
that.
Okay, cool. It'll be fun.
All right, so UK Ted, yeah, like I said, I want you, you know, maybe we could just do a whole thing. Hey.
Apology.
You know.
Just ease into it.
Yeah,
cool.
Come on down!
What's...
I don't think Ted gets it.
Hello?
Nope.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, sorry, can I speak to your manager, please? Hello? Hello? Why are you coughing on the phone? Will you put the manager on, please?
I had the wrong number. Who did I call? I called the wrong number. I don't even know who I fucking called. Some 510 number.
Just called your neighbor?
No, not my neighbor. I don't know who the fuck I called. I don't know anybody in the 510. That's weird. Oops. Sorry. All right. This is the right one.
Well, that was embarrassing.
That's... I don't care. Someone got submitted to get pranked. My fault. I take full responsibility. I apologize. I'll make this guy apologize.
Uncle Tom Tavern.
Oh, hi there. Hello?
Uncle Tom's Tavern. Is there someone on the other end?
You put the manager on the phone, please.
This is Uncle Tom's Tavern.
Yes, I know that. Will you put the manager on the phone, please?
Well, call again. We got your number 10-4. We're about 4 feet. Call again.
No, absolutely unacceptable. Will you put the manager on the phone immediately? I have it under good authority that you're a bunch of wankers, and I demand an apology from the manager.
Wow. That's a really bad connection. Hang on.
That guy doesn't sound drunk as fuck.
He took his teeth out after the last call.
Is that me or him?
No, that was him. It's Alaska, okay. So that might be why.
Hello?
On the phone.
Hello? Hello, sir.
Do you realize you can go to jail for this? This harassment?
Listen, I'm just...
Every call is cracked.
I'm what I'm doing...
If you got a brain in your damn head, you'll hang up and you'll never call again.
Well, listen.
Bye.
Listen. Please. All right, we'll stop. He's he was tapping out the world.
He must get these phone calls all the time. Every goddamn phone call is tracked.
We're tracking every phone number. Come on down. All right. Moving right along.
UK Ted, I posted a YouTube video of the Price is Right, which is what the music is from.
Yeah, Ted didn't know what was going on there.
Best show ever, man.
Some bastard.
No, okay.
Until Drew Carey took over.
I know that fat fuck.
I haven't seen much of Drew Carey. He seems to be okay at it, but yeah, there's nobody like Bob Barker, you know.
Oh, Bob, Bob was doing every chick on that damn show, too.
Yeah, he was a man. He is a man. He's still a man. But, yeah, he used to do all the chicks. But, yeah, you know, it was something, you know, about watching Bob Barker. You know, like during the summer when you didn't have to go to school or if I skipped school, I'd watch it, you know. It was...
Yeah, every time I fucking skipped school, it was sick. I had to watch that shit.
Hell yeah.
My friends, man, we'd watch it together, and I would tell them, I'd be like, okay, this showcased this price and this price. And he's like... How the fuck did you know that? I was like, because you got to overguess every fucking thing by about 10 grand.
Yep, that's true.
Bob Barker, yeah,
in the UK, was hosted
all
by
the soap and hygiene products for prison.
Oh.
Yeah, Bob Barker toothbrush and fucking flip-flops.
Really?
Toothpaste.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. He was very popular among the blacks. He's black. You know, that's probably why.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It was.
Texas' his name's easy to pronounce.
I remember once I was watching it. I was like my first week after I graduated high school, and like the seniors got out a week before the rest of the high schoolers. We got a week out early, and then we had graduation. We got a week to rest up and do graduation. I remember I was watching it, and like these like ghetto ass guys were on there. They were playing something, some game where they had to run back and forth, and you had to flip the thing to the right price. And the guy, it was one guy, whatever, and he was like this thug gangster. It was the funniest thing. And he had them all wrong up until like with 10 seconds left. And he's like, fuck it. And he went, he like changed them all at random. And every single one was right. I was like, oh shit. I could not believe it. I remember that was the greatest Price is Right that I've ever seen. Would be that one. The ghetto gangster guy. And yeah, he gave Bob Barker like a hug and stuff. It was really cool. Moving right along, more prank calls. Enough talk about The Price is Right and coming on down. King Kong's Barbecue Restaurant. After that, Cobra Security, Blast from the Past, coming up.
Yes.
This is Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com.
Where's the barbecue place at?
This is Oakland.
Hell yeah.
Oakton.
Oh, shit.
That's the Bob Barker.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock and probably close.
Yeah. I think it's going to voicemail.
Huh?
Hello, you're there.
Hi.
Hi. Is this the barbecue place?
Yes.
We were talking before and you hung up on me. What happened?
Well.
No?
Oh.
Do you have any barbecue left?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have any barbecue?
We're close.
Oh, what time do you open?
We open at 10 tomorrow.
All right, do you have any orange juice there?
Orange what?
Orange juice? Do you do orange juice there?
No. I think Safeway has them. You can't go there and buy them.
Okay, but what about drinks? Do you know, you have Coca-Cola or
yeah.
Do you do Pepsi?
We do.
Yeah? Listen,
do.
I want to throw it in your face.
What?
I want to throw it in your face.
Throw it in my face?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And then eat the sandwich.
That's very nice.
Eat the sandwich in front of you with my pants down. Well, what do you say?
I do. I'm feeling
them. Are you full service barbecue restaurant massage?
No.
No? What the hell? Is this like run by 15-year-olds? What is going on here? Oh, whatever. I'll have you know, Tupac Shakur lived in Oakland. And he went out of stead for that.
Was that a 7-year-old or a 30-year-old Asian?
I don't know. God.
You know, they ain't got no juice.
You got no
they
juice.
They got drank.
A lot of people in the chat are requesting a return call to Red Robin for the French fries.
Ah, yeah. If I could find that same one, yeah.
Fuck, you could call any of them. They're all the same.
It's not fucking funny when you call me like that.
They go, what the fuck is juice?
Want some grape drink?
We need
baby.
Some drink.
Drink.
I want some apple drink. It's green.
Sugar, water, purple.
There's this fucking place in Portland that has like it's like an old broke down trailer that has like a porch, and that's the barbecue place.
Those are the good places sometimes, man. You got out of a car, you know, not out of a car, but out of a food truck and stuff. You know, you get some good barbecue and ribs. Hell yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you guys what. Let me, I'm going to grab another beer. I'm going to take a quick 3-4 minute break, run to the kitchen real quick, grab a beer, be right back. We got about an hour left to show. We're going to call Cobra Security. In the meantime, we'll play Zone 2. This is the first calls to Cobra Security from about 2 years ago, maybe 3. Be right back.
Security.
Yeah, there's a problem in Zone 2, and you people still haven't shown up over here. I don't know if it's someone's got their keys locked in, or there's an intruder in Zone number 2.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Who are you?
Jesus Christ, this is Destro. I'm calling for status on Zone 2. We've been paying you people on this contract for security, and you guys don't do jack. This is the third time I'm calling in. Look, there it is, going off again.
Well, for what business?
What?
For what customer?
I need you guys to stop. Do something about Zone 2. Turn that alarm off.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zone anything.
All right, now...
What customer are you?
Huh?
Who are you? What business is it?
I'm with Valente...
Or what customer?
Shut up. I'm with Valente and Associates. I'm with Valente and Associates.
Okay, well, I don't know. This is Cobra Security.
Exactly.
And I don't know any Valente and... whatever.
Let me speak to the Baroness, please, because you people will look... You know, for the third time, the zone alarm keeps going off. It's Zone 2.
This is Cobra Security and...
Exactly, yes. Cobra Security.
You're calling the wrong place.
You guys are on contract. You're in violation of contract, sir. You're in violation of contract.
I'm a 30-year-old woman, and I'm in...
Okay, well, you...
And I don't know anything about Zone 2 or anything else.
Well, I'm going to speak to...
Or even this customer you're talking
you're
about.
In violation of the contract unless you do something about Zone 2 immediately, sir.
Whatever.
There it goes again. Hello, sir.
We're in the middle of lighting my cigar. We got a voicemail, a legitimate voicemail here from those folks with the security company. Let's go ahead and listen to that. 53 seconds long. Let's take a listen to that, everybody. Enjoy. Told you they'd bite.
Yes, I'm, my name is Paul Groman. I'm calling from the law attorney office of Michael Douglas. And, my client just received a prank phone call. And she's been receiving this for months, being harassed. And, I'm just calling to let y'all know that if one more harassment comes through, I will be filing papers to press charges for phone harassment. I would like somebody to give me a call back. I'm sure y'all have caller ID. And I heard everything that you said to my client, and it was extremely rude. And if I... and charges will be pressed if one more phone call comes through.
Wait a minute. So if I call... He wants me to call him back, but I'll press charges. It's a trap.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling for a status on Zone 2, please.
Okay, look, sir. This is the owner of a security company. And
yes, ma'am.
You're calling from... This is a sir. You're talking to
wait a minute. I was just talking to you, and you said you were a 60-year-old woman, so I apologize.
That was my mom. I am the owner of the company. I am 30. I am the owner.
We What is the deal, sir?
You're under contract to come on here and secure Zone 2 immediately. Send your son or send yourself over here, old sir, and get over here and fix
the
problem.
Well, could you tell me where we're supposed to go?
Valente Associates on...
Well, I don't know any Valente Associates.
Valente and Associates. You don't even know how to speak English, right? Is there an American I can speak to, please?
Could you spell it to me, please?
Valente, V-A-L-E-N-T-E, and Associates.
I don't have a customer like that.
You're under contract. It says right here, Cobra Security, my paper machine. God damn it. Let me speak to Destro...
Well,
What
is the address or phone number? So I don't know any customer.
Let me speak
to anything else.
May I speak with the Cobra Commander, please?
There is no commander. I'm the owner.
Ask for
Denise Pope.
Can you put the Cobra Commander back on the line, please?
That was my son. He's in the car with me, and he's mad because.
Well, I don't care. Yeah, he's
you're
mad.
Unreasonable.
He's a bad worker. That's why.
We're not under any kind of contract with anybody of Valencia anything.
Valente and Associates. Get my name right.
Valente. It doesn't matter. We don't have a customer
you,
like that.
You come on here. I'm calling the police.
Do what?
There it is again. Someone else.
Okay, I don't understand. Where are you located? You.
Valente and Associates.
I know where I'm located.
Disgusting woman.
What do you want, sir?
I need you to get these Mexicans off of Zone 2 immediately.
Okay, where is Zone 2?
Zone 2 is on the second floor. It's a secured room.
I don't
have
any buildings, sir.
So
I don't have any buildings that are customers.
What do you secure, whorehouses?
You know, I don't know who you are.
Get off my phone. Get off my phone, old sir. Right now, I command you to...
You called me.
I command you to hang up.
I'm going to call the police, and you know what?
I already called the police on you because you're in violation of contract. That's all it is.
Oh, good. Go for you.
There it is.
Oh, man, we're going to... police.
Go for you. All right, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio, last hour of the show. I am Carlito.
Hey, Carlos.
Hi. The phone machine collapsed there, the Skype machine, so we lost everybody. In the meantime, IG Richie 69 or whatever he is now is here. Dirty Aaron is back. Ted Webb was trying to call in, I think. I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I spied. Let me see if I get Big Ken back on here. Who else are we missing? UK Ted?
Uck Ted.
Uck Ted.
Hello. How are you?
Ted Webb.
I'm sure it was Ted's fault.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you, Ted? How are you?
Well, who's calling me? Oh, no. Calling all of us.
UK Ted. Call us. Come on, man. Oh, Jesus
I think,
Christ. What was that?
So, was that call with the Cobra guys, was that just happening now, or was that something from before?
That's from a few years ago, but I'm getting ready to call them back for the first time in years right now.
Oh.
Wow. That's great.
That's great. Isn't that a great idea? Yeah. Hey, mm-hmm. UK Ted, how are you? Nope. Hang on. At a conference. There we go. Hey, UK Ted, how are you? And
Gandu.
Gandu.
Banchud.
Ulu.
Pony.
Maruchad.
Ulu.
Ulu Kapatayu.
UK.
Banchu.
There you go. He's here.
Hey, Sut Maranifua.
We had big Christopher Curtis is here. Ted Webb, you heard any of your shows there while you were playing hockey over there in California, which makes no sense to me, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear any of the pranks? Did you hear the car, the goddammit guy that said goddammit like 50 times to me? That was fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one.
I got
home from work late today.
Yeah. Aw, working late. I know what that means.
I got to call back my
yeah.
Skype machine.
There is like
nobody again.
That I work with that even
no.
I would entertain that with.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, guy. All right.
That's what happened.
All right. Oh, boy. That was rude of me. I'm sorry. I was just joking. All right. Cobra Security. Here we go. Boston Plus. Homo Panther wants to be on. I don't trust him.
Homopath?
With a name like that, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So, IG, what, you've been doing prank calls? I heard the phone losers have trained you to not laugh during calls and stuff now? Is that what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, man.
Are you in your grandma's basement still or what?
No, I'm in my living room.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So oh. Moving on up.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Where are your parents at, if I may ask? Are they out or something?
The other side of the house.
Well, his mom's over here. I don't know about his dad.
Burn. All right, guys. Quiet on the set. Cobra Security. I don't have an alarm to play, so. Damn. I got messed up in a move.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 9.
Seriously.
See, you ran him out of business.
No, Lance have just confirmed him.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 9.
That sucks.
What a letdown.
I know, right? All that and the hype for nothing. I did nothing but for the last half hour talk about corporate security.
Confirmed phone number not confirmed.
Well, you know. Maybe he's on the phone. He's going after like a ring or two. He might be talking to his old lady. I'll try him back in a little bit. All of a sudden, I'm in the mood for toast. Like dark toast with grape jelly. Don't know why. Just came to my head.
Do you need to take another break, or we can wait? I mean,
no, I'm good. I'm good. I've got a beer. I'll be okay.
Tecate?
No, Bud Light. Still got. I still have beer from. I only drink beer on Thursday. I have super. The last of the Super Bowl beers here. I can't drink like I used to, man. I used to be able to drink. I used to drink at least two beers a night, or at least one. Well, I talked about how I used to drink like three beers on the way to work every morning. Out of a big gulp cup. So a cop, like if I went by a cop, he wouldn't know what I'm drinking. That was my little trick. Anyway, continuing on.
I have drunk alcohol or smoked cigarettes in 3 weeks now.
Good for you. I don't know you smoke cigarettes. Shame on you.
I've been like 14 years without alcohol.
That's something. I got to light a cigar. Hang on. That's what reminded me. My wife's going to be pissed when she finds out I was smoking a cigar. But fuck her. I pay the rent here, motherfucker. I pay the rent here.
Good evening, Mama Small, please.
Hey, Mama Spaghetti House.
Yes?
I found a Band-Aid inside the spaghetti.
Band-Aid inside the spaghetti?
Uh-huh. Band-Aid inside the spaghetti. This is disgusting.
When did you order that?
Today.
Today? Do you have the food?
Well, I ate most of it.
Oh, you should have come back and show it to us, you know.
Well,
sorry
not, about that. Well, I didn't find it until the end. How do you think I feel? Am I going to die now?
You know, while eating, you should have kept the food and come back if something wrong with
it. Is
this
an Italian restaurant or an Indian restaurant?
Yeah, this is an Italian restaurant.
You sound Indian.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
We're inside the Makai Food Court.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But where are you? Where are you from? Are you Hawaiian?
No, I'm a Filipina.
Ew. Ew, right?
Yeah.
Gross.
I thought all Filipinas were nurses.
Oh. Yeah, you should have showed the food, the receipt.
You're fresh off the fucking boat, aren't you?
Is that Mary?
Hello?
Mary.
Who?
Mary, we've been looking for you for ages.
Mary.
That is Mary, isn't it?
I'm sorry, but I cannot hear you that much.
Is this Mary?
What's wrong with your phone?
Are you Mary?
I found sauce in my pasta.
Yeah, but do you have the receipt? You come over here.
Are you putting white sauce in the spaghetti now? I thought it was always red. What's this white stuff?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I found yogurt instead of
yogurt. White. What's he talking about yogurt?
I think I might have semolina in it.
Oh, we're not using yogurt at all, you know.
I found there's noodles in my pasta.
I got semolina poisoning.
Oh, can you come down here? We're gonna talk about over here, not on the phone, because the phone is not fine. I cannot hear you that much.
I have noodles in my pasta.
Show me the receipt, the food. Yeah,
listen,
please.
Listen.
My fried rice wasn't crispy.
I have a dirty question for you. Okay?
No, that's the best thing. You have to come over here on the food court at Mama's Spaghetti House. Show me your receipt. What time you went for chase the food and show me the food.
Blah 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 blah. I have a
Mama.
The address is inside the Mama's food.
I have a dirty question for you.
Do you have pink pussy lips?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, do you?
Hello.
Do you have pink pussy lips?
Don't know where I was going.
That is a guaranteed the call.
I warned you guys it was going to be nasty. Don't complain, Ted. America, Ted. But
stop having so many people doing prank. Too many people. Stop it.
Nunu, did he say that?
Yes, in caps.
Yeah. Very, in caps.
He's a very angry man now.
Nunu, stop yelling.
Stop yelling, Nunu.
Call in, damn it. He's so worried about it. Call in.
Yeah. Tell us to get off yourself.
No, he's incognito, boy. Can't have his identity.
He's more incognito than, like, Lonesome Loser, because I've been able to talk to Lonesome Loser at some point. I've talked to him on the phone. He's a cool guy. Sounds nothing like what I thought he'd sound like. He was like, oh, no, he didn't sound like that. He doesn't sound like that.
Hello.
Hello. Incognito. Hey. No, he doesn't sound like that. Hey, I'm Lonesome Loser. No, he doesn't sound like that. Sounds like a handsome young man.
Handsome, like your mama said.
Handsome young 52-year-old man.
Who lives in his mama's basement.
I cracked up the Indians today with that's what she said joke. I don't think they ever heard it before. Someone said something. Someone said, yeah, is it up now? That's what it was. They were working on a server. I was working on a server, and a group of Indians came in, and one of them said, is it up now? And I said, that's what she said. And they said, oh, that's so funny. I get it because that's what she said. Get it?
Oh, and, my goodness.
And one of the ladies was like, why did I get it?
Yeah. And next week you can introduce them to Footloose and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh no! So don't fucking spin them back.
That'll only be 30 years behind.
That's too fast. He needs to introduce your mama jokes first.
Your mama jokes.
Your mama jokes.
You guys remember a show on HBO called Snaps? Was it Snaps where it was just black people making fun of their mamas?
You do that trick to them where it makes you look.
Bring some garbage pail kids cards next time.
Oh yeah,
oh, man,
Betty something. I don't know what a good card. I hate a garbage pail kids. Sorry to say. But I'm just saying, okay, guys, yeah, Nunu does have a point. Let's not all get into the prank. Maybe one person at a time. Let the other person, you know, whoever we're pranking, let them, it's good to get their response. If they're talking, refrain from speaking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to burst in, but I thought it was Mary on the phone and I got excited.
That's fine. It's important to talk
Mary,
to Mary.
Mary, your Filipino girlfriend.
They're all named Mary, and they're nurses. Yeah. Zyklon.
Good thing Milkman's not here. He'd have to tell us all the rules again.
Yeah, he'd be pissed off. There's so many people. Zyklon's on here now. Zyklon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Zyklon. I don't think I know you. Have you ever been on the show before? I don't remember you. What's your deal?
No, I'm with the Phone Losers group.
Phone Losers? Okay, good.
Welcome.
Welcome, Zyklon. Welcome.
Hey.
Well, any phone loser is a friend of mine. I'm a phone loser. I'm proud to admit I'm a phone loser also. I'm into it. I like it also. And I'm a Blue Planet guy also, you know.
Oh.
All that good. Oh, okay. All right. MPSA Cobra sent in a request to prank. Maybe he'll explain it. Mount Vernon, Washington, home of one of the presidents.
Yeah.
Calle Tacos Tequila. The owners here had to fight the mayor for their liquor license.
That's right.
Liquor.
Made national news.
Liquor, I hardly know her.
Ask them if it's clean there.
call them and ask. Call them and like order a bunch of maricons and pendejos.
Okay, I can do it. Call and say you're from the state liquor control board and you're revoking their license for over-serving, or call asking for maricon pendejo. All right, that's cool. Should I use the accent, or should I say maricon pendejo, or should I say maricon pendejo? I don't know.
I try the accent.
Maricon. Panda ho? Marijo?
Oh, Maricon. I'll do the whole Gandu.
Oh, you gotta speak real slow and enunciate.
Say it loud, too. That's how people treat my dad. They think because he has an accent, they think you have to speak louder so he understands you.
Just because I got a freaking accent doesn't mean I'm not an American.
Doesn't mean he's deaf. My dad gets it all the time. When he was a security guard. How are you today? I'm not fucking deaf.
Calle Tacos Tequila, this is Jeremy. Yeah. How can I help you?
Yes, I want to make an order from Maticone.
What's that?
I want to make an order from Maticone.
Okay,
For who?
Matacon.
I'm sorry?
My friend, he said to make an order. I have an order for the whole business.
Oh, okay.
We're at a store.
Okay, what would you like?
Maricon.
Maricon?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
M-A-R-I-C-O-N, Maricon.
Okay, this is a restaurant.
Okay, so I'm reading you the orders that the people gave me to get.
Okay, well, I'm afraid I don't understand Maricon.
Is there someone there, is there a Mexican there, or one of the cooks or something? Maybe they can make this.
Don't forget to ask for La Chupa Chabra.
Buenas noches. ¿Está hablando calle? ¿Qué le puedo...?
Yes, hi. I needed to make an order for Maricon.
An order for who?
Maricon.
Okay. What can I get for you?
All right. My friends here, we're at work. They gave me information. We have a piece of paper. You hear it? With the orders.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first one is the Maricon. One order of Maricon.
I think you have the wrong restaurant. This is Calle Tacos and Tequila, right on downtown Mount Vernon.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, what is it that you wanted to order?
Maricon, and there's Pendejo, P-E-N-D-E-J-O. One order of Pendejo.
Okay, what else?
Maricon.
I don't find that on the menu. Do you know what menu it is that you guys have?
Is there something... did you put one of the chefs on or something? Mexicans? Because they can make this.
Okay, do you know Spanish? Or do you have somebody to speak Spanish? Because I can speak Spanish. Maybe you can explain a little bit better in Spanish?
Well, I don't speak Spanish. Obviously, I know what the hell I'm saying. God damn it. God damn it. Listen, I don't appreciate what's going on here, all right? These people put a lot of pressure on me. I'm the new person here. And they're very upset with me already as it is because I was late for work today. And I have to buy them dinner, okay? Please just work for me. Work with me, please. Please!
Okay, I'm trying to. I just want to know what it is exactly that you want on the menu because I don't find anything that's like that on the menu. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, God damn it. You have beans there? I bet you got a lot of beans. Damn, beans and rice, Mexicans, stupid spick, Puerto Ricans. I'm sorry.
We do have rice and beans, but I don't appreciate you saying those comments.
I'm sorry. Are you Mexican?
Yes.
No. And you don't have Maricon?
We don't. What we have are chile relleno, spinach and corn, pechuga, carnitas de puerco, almond tequila.
Carnitas de puerco, yeah. Ustedes le ponen adobo, cebolla, pimiento.
Yeah, tenemos carnitas de puerco with.
Yeah, pimiento. I want Maricon.
Y los chicas.
Okay, so you want an order of the carnitas de puerco?
Excuse me?
Would you like an order of the carnitas de puerco?
Carnitas de puerco? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fine. Okay.
Okay, what else would you like?
I want one of these Maricons. Seriously, you can't do this?
The Maricon. We don't have anything that's that on the menu. Do you know what's in it that we can possibly...
It's white skin.
Hmm?
Nice, smooth, white skin on a boy. You ever see him take a shower?
What?
You ever see the boy take a shower?
What are you talking about?
No, you know. When you ever see the shower?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know a shower?
Yeah.
You know the floor of the shower has a drain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever, pooped in the shower and then you mash it into the drain? The grate with your feet? Like, you've ever had to do that? I'm trying, I'm trying with you. I'm trying to work with you. You're not working with me.
Hi, this is Jeremy. Can I help you?
Your name is what?
My name is Jeremy.
That's a boy's name.
Yes, it is. But it is my name, and I am a woman. Can I
help you? Hi, sir. Yes, I was making an order, sir, for Maricon.
I'm going to hang up now. I don't appreciate you being this rude. Thank you.
Bye, dude. Later. Whatever. I was trying to say the weirdest shit I could for him.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Wow.
Jerome.
I think that was that was demonic one.
Yeah.
That was
can I call Debbie? Can we call Debbie Mansfield?
That was a Maricon. Debbie Mansfield. I could try.
Who is that?
Debbie, they're fucking slut.
Debbie won't answer, but I'll call her.
Oh, well, I actually got called the number from Randy Dandy a couple weeks ago, and I got like this really confused black lady on the phone. Yep. Probably his daughter, but it may be worth calling.
Yeah, dude. I remember. You see, I never had fun with him. I got that number. I remember I got that number when I first started doing shows on Cacti, and I didn't get to it during my show, and I passed it on to Brad. That was the first time he called it. Like, he was doing a show right after me. I was doing shows on Tuesday then. Oh, man. That was a good call. But, yeah, I mean, good calls. You guys have messed with him quite a bit. But, yeah, pass it on to me, please. Please do. So it's his sister, is it, or what is it now?
I'm thinking it's his daughter because it didn't sound like his wife. Or it could be someone entirely different.
Okay. Looking for Mansfield here. Here we go. Deborah Mansfield, our good friend, the bus driver. Giving her a call. All
right. I got it.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, I'll go find that number. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
In the Skype.
It'll be on the Google Voice because she won't answer if it's blocked.
She got that screening thing.
Yep. Every call on Google Voice sounded, I have to hit it twice. It's weird.
Yo, who's going to say the name for that?
Say the name?
Do you want to say it?
The name?
Yeah, because you know it's like, state your name after, and because you got like the call screening.
Oh, no, there's going to be a number going through.
Oh.
That's cool.
Alright, it's hopeless.
Sorry. Alright, so we got more numbers we can do, though. Don't fret. Fear not.
Don't fret. Okay.
I want you to do a prank, IG. Whatever you go by now.
Yeah, I don't know. Just call me Richie.
Richie. Alright, Richard.
I just put up the numbers in the Skype chat.
Oh, yeah. Call that guy back down.
So did I.
Richie sent it.
True. And we got the Bristol number, too, that you fixed for me, UK Ted. I gotta call that here. I'm gonna shoot some shit at your Richie. I can't get used to that. But tell me, what do you want here? I got a Chinese restaurant here. I got a buffet called Tin Tin. I got an Asian bistro. Dim sum. What else we got here? Indian place, if you want to call. And a Himalayan Indian restaurant.
You know what? Give me the buffet.
The buffet. Tin Tin Buffet is located in California. An Asian guy answered there just a little bit ago. And you're on. Good luck. Madhouse Radio, got about 30 minutes left to show. MadhouseLive.com is a website. Be sure to visit BluePlanetPrankRadio.com. Am I right? Yeah? Good.
Mm.
Woo! And CactiRadio.com, PhoneLosers.org. Any shows on the slate for this weekend on Cacti that I don't know about? Is there going to be a Craigslist show tomorrow? Tabachi, anybody? Tabachi's not here, but I'm wondering. Let me know. So I can plug it for you guys now.
Craigslist show was last week.
Yeah, there was one Friday. Was it good? I missed it. I fell asleep. I'm sorry. I tried to listen to it, but Fridays are really hard for me to stay up. Get the closed here. Nope. All right. How about a Chinese restaurant? How's that sound, IG?
Sure.
IG Richie. UK calls coming up soon, I assure you. We always end the shows with that. I miss that milkman tonight.
Yeah.
Just not...
Well, no, you can be sure. I can have you.
Yeah, I have a couple questions about the food.
I'm sorry, closed already.
You're closed? But just one question. Is it halal, so when I come in tomorrow?
Yeah, you can ask any question.
Oh, yeah. Is the food there halal?
Halal? What would you mean by that?
Like, is it blessed by an imam? So me and my buddies were going on a secret trip, and we were wondering if the food was halal.
I don't understand. I understand what you say.
Halal, like, blessed by a Muslim dude so we can eat it and not go to Muslim hell?
I don't really know about that. This is Chinese food and the Thai food, Asian food, but I don't know.
You know what, man? I'm going to report this because you're being racist, okay? You're racially profiling against Muslims. What do you have to say about that, sir? Sir.
What is it?
You're being racist to me. You want to get sued? Maybe you shouldn't have a settlement here. You want to pay me some money? You racist.
Hello?
I'm going to tell all my friends about this. So.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello, is this the manager?
No.
Sir, hello? Well, I actually here.
Is he gone? What happened?
Basically, what's going on is I ate food that was blessed by a Muslim and not go to hell. If you're gonna stop that, then we have a problem, and you're gonna have a problem with the law.
Hello?
I'm not gonna go there,
though. Hello?
All right, hanging up on that. Thank you.
sorry, that was pretty bad.
Richie, you're doing better. You didn't laugh. I'm telling you, you're getting there. You know, I'm not saying that you're getting there. I'm sure you've had good calls recently, you said. You told me. And I believe you. I still have faith in this kid, guys. This is the future of prank calls, Richie.
Yep.
Yeah. The new generation. Richie will be taking over Madhouse Radio when I retire at the end of this year. So,
retire that soon?
I'm not retiring. I just keep saying that. Everyone's
Carlito.
Yes, go ahead.
So what'd you think about the Heat absolutely curb stomping the Knicks?
When was that, tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was watching the first half of the Magic game, and I got
okay, hold on. Let me get the score.
I got to hear my... I get texts. 83. Oh, the Magic fucking lost.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I was disgusted. I turned it off.
Magic lost to the Hawks. Fucking assholes.
Okay, it was 102-88.
Wow, really? How'd Jeremy Lin do?
They say horrible for the Fox.
Who did what? Wait, guys, hang on. How did Jeremy Lin?
He played like crap.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, it's fun to have a bad game. So.
Half like Ken and Carmelo were 2-for-11.
You know, those two aren't getting along is what the problem is. Carmelo, because Carmelo Anthony's like that. He doesn't like, he's a fucking showboater.
Oh, yeah, I'm always shot to all that bullshit, so...
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, at the very least, maybe the Knicks, they might be able to trade him somewhere where he'll blossom. Jeremy Lin, unless he might have just been a good fit at the right time on the Knicks. That's what happened to Hedo Turkoglu with the Magic. It was a good fit in 2009 with the Magic, and then he sucks. Can't stand him. I don't know. Let me look at this. How did Dwight do? Did Dwight even play tonight?
The chat room is about to explode if we don't make UK calls.
Yo, they're like freaking getting like.
Fuck the UK.
Fuck the UK calls. UK calls.
That guy's going to get kicked off any second now if he keeps.
This is a prank show, not a gay sports show, says Nunu.
See, if you guys let me be a moderator in the chat room, that shit would never happen.
You abuse your power, Ted.
You do abuse your power, Ted. You're on
timeout. You're like a tyrant.
Abuser.
Everyone's on timeout except for Nunu. Trusted man. who we don't even know his real name and don't know what it sounds like. We don't know if he's a girl. We don't know if he's a spy.
He's
Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's
for all we know, he could be a KDK spy, Ted. And he's
That's
here.
Right, man. Yeah. He's here to infiltrate and masturbate.
Nuna's probably Johnny Brennan who's been the whole time.
I know. Stealing my ideas. Stealing my ideas. Fucking guy.
And I have sores all over my ass and legs.
Next thing you know, you're going to hear Valente calls on the next Jerky Boy CD. I will fucking shit a brain. He's not going to do that. Anyway, guys, come on. Focus. Fuck us.
Fuck us, yes. Fuck us.
Thank you.
So when are you going to call a Japanese restaurant?
I don't know that I don't know that we've really called Japanese restaurants that much on this show. I'm
Japanese
people. Two numbers.
We call Japan. Serious.
Hold on. Let's call a Japanese restaurant, but say we're from Sea Shepherds.
Sea Shepherds? Yeah.
You're selling whales there. I know you are. Got whale meat.
White singing voice. Give me my whales, bank fuckers.
Oh, God.
I know a greeting in Japanese.
All right.
Fuck you, dolphin.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Baz's. He sent a hotel in Saipan. We started off the show with a Saipan number. The people there are waterheads. As I've said before on the show, and here's a hotel in Saipan. Ted Webb, would you like to do a prank? This is a hotel in Saipan.
Sure.
Good. Nothing like putting you on the spot.
The largest island of the United States Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands.
Can't kick Puerto Rico's ass.
The hell? Hell?
He just looks Saipan up that fast. Wow.
What do we call me in Saipan?
Aqua Resort Club Hotel.
You're breaking up. Crap.
Great. We're going to drop some people on the Skype chat. We got too many. Zyklon, I'll keep you on. Who can we drop? Ken, I don't know. Does anybody want to volunteer to step off?
Sounds better now.
Does it? Oh, because I'm not.
Go ahead and drop me, Carlito.
Hang on, let me try. Maybe I can keep you.
Yeah, it seems to have fixed itself.
There we go.
Good, because I didn't volunteer.
Me either.
No.
Nope.
No. I don't go nowhere. No.
Come on, ring.
Who are we calling?
I'm trying to get it to go.
Saipan.
What?
Saipan is probably what's making the thing go.
Yeah, through. That's what it is. The long distance call. Right.
You call the Atlantic, it always.
They have to ferry 4 megabyte discs from one side of the ocean to the other.
There's a bird flying the telephone.
Coconut
strip it by the husk.
All right, that's not going to work out. It's not even going through. It's, you know, I'm sorry, Baz. I called one of your numbers tonight, my friend. Maybe next week. All right, so we got numbers in Scotland, Aberdeen, and England also here. Aberdeen, that's where Willie from The Simpsons is from there. Yep. Groundskeeper Willie. But before that, let me run these here real quick. We got a corrected number. You corrected that number, right? Dave the Rave in Bristol. UK Ted, if you're here still, if you're not busy stapling.
I'm here. My internet's a bit shit at the moment, though, so I'm muted most of the time.
No worries. Dave the Rave, supposedly he knows all about sex with buses. I'm going to ask him about that real quick.
If we call Scottish people... Uh-huh. Because Scottish people, we have to ask them why they're drunk.
Okay.
Because they're
fucking Scottish,
Irish
people.
Mate.
It's just the way they talk, but it's true. Because they're Scottish.
Hey, if he likes buses, he'll like Debbie Mansfield.
Scottish is being shite.
Oh, my wife's going to be pissed when she wakes up, smells a cigar. I don't give a fuck. I'll burn her with it. Come here. Psst.
Poke her in the bum.
Put it on her ass.
I wanna piss on you.
He's so hungry.
Right?
Yes, hello? Hi. Dave.
Who's this?
Dave, hi. Listen, I wanted to offer you a bus pass if you could show me how you do it with the bus, you know? Oh, he hung right up.
He doesn't want to play.
Yeah, it's not very British. I don't know. Ritzloff, I'm sorry, man. You know, I fucked that one up. V Cars Taxi Company. Anything from Jen Stewart? God, I haven't heard from that guy in a while. I've seen him on Facebook, but he hasn't really done any pranks.
Not since Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, not since around then. Well, we got a taxi company in England here. Recommendation is ask them for a taxi from Bristol, UK to the USA and wind them up.
Okay. Where are they located?
In Bristol, England.
You could probably piss them off by asking them about NASCAR since there's a big NASCAR track in Bristol, USA.
There you go.
Bristol.
NASCAR.
Yeah, Bristol. Daytona 500s this weekend in Daytona Beach, Florida, and the NBA All-Star Game in Orlando. Big times in Central Florida, and I'm not going to be there.
Yeah. If you have trouble understanding the Scottish people, let me know and I'll translate for you.
Yes. I like it.
Oh,
hello, Vikas.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, hello. Can I help?
Yeah, I need a taxi.
From
Bristol to Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
Are you sick? Why is it taking you so...
Sorry, sir.
Hello. How much will it cost to go from Bristol to Cheltenham?
Yeah, sorry, what did you just say that? Before
I
that.
I said, how much will it cost?
No, that's not what you said before that. What did you say before that?
Well, I asked you how much it costs to go from Bristol.
That's not what you said before that.
What do you think I said before that?
I believe you just insulted me. That's what I believe.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I do. Just as I was typing it in, you insulted me.
You could be a wanker, but I didn't say that.
Goodbye, sir.
I didn't say anything.
You should say that. That's actually a good thing.
Over on him.
You complimented him.
You complimented him. All
right,
he
Ted.
He seems like somebody
who believe you insulted him.
Is this, what did you say? What
did you say before that?
Before that.
Don't you need a taxi from Charles de Gaulle Airport?
Yeah. I was talking to Athena about that prank today. This morning on the way to work, I was imitating the guys. Like, I do. He's like, you want the taxi? You are now in Charles de Gaulle. You're now in France. And you want me to send taxi from Saloniki to France to bring you to airport?
You better do it, goddammit.
Okay.
You know what would be hilarious? Bye-bye. If you could bridge that taxi guy on with the Turk guy, Turkish kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you call him back one more time?
Yeah, uh-huh. You got it, man. I have my finger on the button.
Hello, V-Car, second out.
Hi, I've been waiting for my taxi for some time now.
And where's it going from, sir?
Supposed to pick me up in Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Cardiff.
You sure that's with us, sir?
Yes, it's right across from you. Just a jaunt across the water.
Yeah, no, and I know where Cardiff is. I just didn't think I had any bookings from Cardiff this morning.
Yeah, somebody said that they would be here and... I mean, it didn't sound incompetent, but, you know.
You're the person that rang just now.
Yeah, just now. I just... It's me. I'm
you're
calling
in
you. No! What are you talking about? I'm in Cardiff, and I was told that there would be a cab here in 15 minutes.
Not by me, you weren't, sir. There's no way I could get... Well, I'm based in Bristol.
What?
I'm based in Bristol.
Where did you learn how to speak, sir? I'm waiting on the corner of Wellington and Cathedral.
He's gone.
Yeah, passed it.
All right, let me try him once, and then we'll move on.
Recognize the Skype numbers.
Maybe. Oh, well, now I want to call taxis all the time. Now I'm in the mood for taxi. All right, so there we go. And I think that rounds up the request of pranks, unless any more have come in since then. Real quick, let's see if we can touch base with this elderly guy real quick here.
Oh, and after that, could you call Classy Chilfag back? Yeah. It's funny to hear you.
That piece of shit. I want to talk to him when you call him back.
He's a dick.
He is a dick.
He'll go to jail and come out. Wasn't that in Casino or something? One of those movies? The short guy? What's his name?
Yeah, yeah. It was Joe Pesci. That line. And
yeah.
When he's talking to the banker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Because I'm stupid.
So, the way he told that to me, it was crazy. It was like...
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said, Richie.
Indeed.
Yeah.
He was like, spit it out, IG.
Yo, he said
I go to jail.
He opened his mouth and he said
I hurt people, then I go to jail, then I plan how to hurt them again. I don't want to get out of jail.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Old man's not picking up anymore. Okay, well, time for the UK. Speaking of K.
Wee. I was wondering what time it is. Let's call and find out.
That's right. I wanted to mention, if you go to the forums, Madhouse forums, I forget who it was. Was it Baz or someone else? Might have been Baz. Someone paid for another Fiverr promo. It's like a hidden camera of a UK guy getting prank called by us. Where he does the whole thing where he picks up, you know, and he's like, hello, 5 in the morning. He's like, you know
I've been
what?
Looking on there. There was a guy, he'll do a whole ghetto rant and stuff on there for like a minute 30.
Yeah.
Thinking about employing his ass.
Yeah, right.
Speaking about the Madhouse.
Uh-huh.
Speaking about the Madhouse website, are you going to declare the poll closed and Charlie the winner of
Our
prank call victim?
Here's what's going on. Yeah, the poll's closed. I can't think of what the next poll should be. I brainstorm. I don't know what to do for the next one.
How about which one's better, UK Ted or American Ted?
There we go. All right, there you go. New poll.
Ted.
New poll this weekend.
American Ted.
Battle of the Ted.
I'm just gonna vote Ted. I'm gonna say Ted.
Ted. I'm gonna put UK Ted, Ted Webb, Ted. None of the above. There we go.
We should call Charlie and tell him he won.
Yeah, it's just American Ted over and out.
You're so stupid, you know? You understand?
You put the fuck up. And then we gotta call Audi guy and tell him he only came in second.
If he even picks up, we had the two epic calls to him in a row, and that was it. Never heard from him again. All right, here's Charlie. Let's let him know. Let him know the good news. And yes, Bass confirms that was him. Good work, Bass. Thanks, man. Gold star for you. Thanks, man. Much appreciated. I love it when you guys contribute like that. It's good. Good stuff.
Hello?
Charlie!
Who is it?
Hey, it's Cross. How you doing, buddy? Hey, man, you won the poll.
What won it for?
Well, no, there was a poll. We had a poll for the best on our radio show, the best person that we called all year last year, and you won. You're the winner.
Isn't that great? No.
No, you win. You win, you stupid shit. You stupid horse.
Are you calling from where?
Crazy son of a bitch.
I'm calling from Honolulu.
Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Fuck you, son of a bitch.
Crazy, you, man.
I know. Charlie, I miss Angry Charlie. Why can't you be angry anymore? What's going on?
Huh?
You used to be angry and mean, and we loved it. Now you're friendly, and it's nice that you're friendly, but...
Yeah, just say, I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Yeah, say that. Come on.
I said, chinga tumale, fuck you, son of a bitch.
Yeah!
Fuck you! Chinga tumale way!
Hey!
Chinga tumale way! Understand?
Tumale way! We got it.
Fuck you, you!
Alright, buddy.
Well, fuck you, son of a bitch.
God damn it!
Son of a bitch. Charlie, you're awesome.
Tumale way!
Yeah, right. Have a good night, Charlie. Bye.
All right, good night, Charlie.
Night.
Night.
Sorry, Charlie.
He said good night.
Night. He's back. He's back.
Oh, shit.
He's like a little... He knows he's a celebrity now. He's like, all right.
Draw fucking tears in my eyes. Oh, shit.
And that was awesome.
That was good. All right. The promised UK calls are going to be fast because it's almost 1 o'clock. I have an interview tomorrow afternoon. I have to work, but...
You get an interview for Apple for the new server bank?
No. No. Apple? Server bank? What?
And Oregon.
No. God, no. I want to work for Apple. I would never want to work for Apple. I mean, not saying it's bad, but they don't want me there. It might be a nice place to work at. I like to work at Google, man. Google, that you can bring your dog to work. I don't even have a dog. I
you
get a dog.
Get one just to take it to work.
I'd get a dog just to work at Google.
Good. Yeah, but if you work for Apple, then you have to be in an orchard.
Hello?
Eric.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Who's speaking?
Yes, my name is Mr. Campbell. And I wanted you to stop urinating in your sink. We've got a report that you've been flushing the toilet not enough. And that all signs are pointed that what you're doing is you're peeing in the sink. You're pissing in the sink instead of actually using the toilet. The sink is for washing your hands only. I don't know. Stupid. I don't even know what the fuck that was about. All right. That was Nunu's idea. Nunu said call about...
Call him and say he's pissing in the sink.
Nunu, here's what Nunu told me. Nunu said...
I know somebody who went into we went to this Indian restaurant,
uh-huh.
And the bathroom was so dirty, it was like an Indian buffet, uh-huh. That he later admitted that he didn't want to touch the toilet seat to lift it up to pee, so he peed in the sink.
I've peed in the sink.
Well, remember the one at the skit in Jackass where.
What?
In Jackass, where they went into the hardware store and took a shit in the display toilet.
Yeah, and then they cleaned it. And if you listen,
yeah, that was in Portland.
Yeah, if you listen to the commentary on the DVD, he cleaned it. The guy, and they're like, I think Johnny Knox is like, why didn't we just buy the toilet and throw it away? You know, like we could have just bought it. But the guy made him clean it and put it back and shit. And I'm like, what?
I wouldn't buy that.
No. Yo, that UK guy is just sitting there listening like a creep. He didn't even hang up.
He's Aberdeenish. Hey, stupid.
Hey, go fuck yourself, chief.
Yeah.
Fuck you, son of a bitch. Chinga tu madre.
Chinga tu
madre way.
He got all of it. Chinga tu madre way.
He fucking hung up, you little creeper.
He said it the loudest he ever said it before. Man.
Yeah.
I'd never heard him say that.
He did it for us. That was awesome.
All right, Eric Campbell. Who wants Eric Campbell in Aberdeen?
I'll take him.
You will take it. He will take it. Skype's screwing up. My Skype is frozen. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I don't have control.
I can hear
you. Can hear you.
Get to my way.
My Skype is frozen.
Going up.
There we go. I got it back. No, I don't. I'm trying to hit call phone. There we go. I think there's too many people in the conference. But we'll keep it going. Hang on. We're almost out of here. Yeah, I'm not... Shane, admit, I've peed in the sink a few times.
Eric, who's this?
Eric Campbell.
Didn't we just call him?
No, that was Barclay. Different Eric.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Eric Campbell.
What?
Hello, sir. Eric. Can you hear me, sir?
My Skype is frozen. That might be what's going on.
Yeah, I can hear.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
It shows in the conference that all those numbers you called are still on.
Does it really? All right, I'm going to disconnect the call. Everyone, let's regroup. We got to do this quickly. UK Ted dropped out. He might be trying to help out.
Okay.
All right, let me everyone call back in. While we went on that final notice here, madhouselive.com is the website to hit us up at. Zyklon's checking in first. Zyklon gets chair number one. Good work, Zyklon. Ken's next.
I'll take the dealer button, please.
Dirty Aaron.
Yo.
Yuki Ted is a bitch.
Yuki Ted was dragging down the packets.
I think he was.
Carlito, my cat just decided to lay down and curl up on my foot.
Nice. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Mike, the boy cat, he, usually at this point in the show, he's like knocking on the door, like scratching at it to get in. He gets really into being here when I'm doing the show. I don't know why.
Yeah, I just let my cat run around everywhere because he's good.
Yeah, well, this, I got the two. The female's, she's really close to me. The other guy, he's, he has his moments. He likes me, but sometimes he gets really into hanging out with me, but he pisses me off, man. He can be a real, real dickhead sometimes, Davi. I still got the cat that I threw stuff at once on the show.
Yeah.
He's one that pees on stuff. Okay, anyway, moving along here. I ruined that Aberdeen number. We have another one here. This is for Eric Cruickshank. What?
Who?
Eric Cruickshank.
Cruickshank.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Who wants it? Call it now.
I do.
Okay. You do.
Is this a UK number or is this something?
How are you?
This is still Scotland, Aberdeen, Scotland. Eric Cruickshank. Eric Cruickshank.
Here, I'll take it.
Well, Ted Ted Webb's got it. You got the next one.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Cruickshank.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from the Department of Sanitation. Do you have a few minutes?
You're calling from where?
The Department of Sanitation.
Department of Medication?
No, Sanitation.
Sanitation?
Yes.
How can I help you?
Well, we've been going around the neighborhood recommending that residents boil their water because there's been some contamination of dihydrogen monoxide has been making it into the water. And we recommend that you boil your water before making tea or pasta or other things.
Right, okay. Did you realize what time it is? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yes, but dihydrogen monoxide is quite dangerous, and we've detected it, and we just wanted to call around and make sure that you took precautions.
I see, yes, okay. How far spread is this problem?
Well, dihydrogen monoxide is it's quite all over, really. In some cases, it can cover up to 80% of the earth.
Wait, are you for real?
Yes, I'm serious as can be.
Can I call you back? Give me your number.
Okay. My number is 1-800 Dirty Water.
Sorry, sir, but I am not taking on board what you say. Did you call?
Can I speak? Could I speak to the man of the house?
No, I'm afraid you can't.
How come? Is he in dis-
in the morning? I don't have these.
Is he indisposed? Is he in
I
the
think
bath?
I'm hanging up now.
Is he in the toilet?
I shall boil the water. Don't worry about that. I shall do that.
You need to boil your wastewater before you flush. After you use the bathroom, you have to take the water out of the toilet and boil it and then flush it.
You are a nutcase.
Look, boil all the water until the yellow goes away from the water, and then you can flush it first.
I think I'll get on to the police about this.
Oh, whatever, you stupid idiot.
Get you're going to jump on the police? You're going to
pop on
cock loving?
Look at you.
Is it
hot cock loving?
Dirty little cock. Dirty little cowgirl. Dirty little cock. All right.
I'm hanging up.
I'm thinking about jumping out of some police for this. Oh, shit.
Damn. Don't bitches in heat.
Police.
She was polite enough to let us know she's hanging up. She's like, I'm hanging up.
Yep. All right,
hanging up. I got some hot police dick over here.
All right.
Oh,
wait.
No, yo. Yo, yo. Yo. Triquil created a fake parasite called water bears. It's really funny, so just say that if water's contaminated.
The hell's Triquil?
You know who Triquil is?
No.
He's a guy. I think he helped fill in for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel
he's a
bad.
PLA guy, right?
Yeah.
NyQuil's cousin.
Oh, okay, cool. Triquil's like that. Sounds like NyQuil, but with methamphetamine in it.
That's, okay. That's a hardcore, yeah, hardcore NyQuil.
All right, so Zyklon. Zyklon's up.
Mexican NyQuil.
Zyklon's up. Eric Dunbar.
You smoke that shit.
Do it, Zyklon. Do it now.
Okay. What now?
31063.
Oi, good morning, you bloody wanker. How are you?
All right, who are you?
I'm a bloody wanker, too. How are you?
Where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from London.
Oh.
So, are you going to the Olympics, old chap?
Pardon?
Are you going to the Olympics?
No.
Why not? You're British. It's our patriotic duty to go.
Try and hang it up. Get it. Shut it.
You gave us a fucking trouble in that
corner.
Hang up the phone. I command you.
Get it.
You got it. All right. Long hangups. Long hangups are the best. All right. Joyce Campbell. These are all England from now on here. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock, guys. I don't know. I'll do one or two more.
You had to call that guy from Orlando back first. Come on, Carlito.
Well, I'm doing him fast. All right. Two UK calls, the Orlando guy for IG, whatever, and then we're done.
Masturbation.
I'll take one.
Take it. This is you. Joyce something. Forgot.
Joyce something.
Campbell.
Joyce Campbell. Yes, good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call from the sanitation department. Are you there?
Sanitation department?
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you?
Who am I? My name is Brent Westwood. We've been contracted...
A funny time to call anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Did I wake you?
Well, what time do you think it is?
Well, we've been contracted, subcontracted. We're in the United States, calling on behalf of the sanitation department there in your neighborhood.
Well, it's not even 6 o'clock in the morning.
Is it?
It isn't.
Well, it isn't? Well, what time is it then?
The time is... Well, it's 3 minutes past 6.
Okay, well, good
morning.
Good morning. We need to make sure that no one is urinating inside of the sinks today. So if you guys can go ahead and knock that off, that'd be great.
She's gone. All right.
Nice quick whip there with the fake name. I was impressed.
I like that. Let me take this one. The same lady. Should probably not answer, though.
Tell her the upper decker to detect her.
The upper decker.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment. So please leave your message after the tone.
Hello.
Oops.
Do it once.
I got this one.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Joyce Chapman.
Yes, who's calling?
Yes, hi. This is Lou. I'm calling from the Sanitation Department, Royal Sanitation Administration. I'm sure you're aware that we have a drought in this country. Right now, we're experiencing...
Are you seriously calling somebody at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, our call started at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're the third person on the list because of your name. You have a C in your name. C for Chapman.
Well, you can't call people. I work night shift. I've just come back at 5 in the morning.
Oh, so you're awake.
To my bed.
Well, that's, pardon? That's why you got the call now, because you just got home. You should be home by now. You should be having dinner.
But that's none of your business. How dare you call me at this time in the morning? I've got 4 kids in my house.
Shut up. The most important thing is that you don't flush the toilet for the next 24 hours. If you have to urinate, we're asking that that the men urinate in the sink directly and the women urinate in a cup and then pour it down the sink. Hello? Yes, hello.
Why in a cup?
Did she star 690 or what?
I don't know.
There's a cup
in children's mouths.
I don't think a cup. It would have to be a big cup with at least 16 ounces.
Well, how else are gonna women gonna?
Hello, you're not available now. Please leave your.
All right. Well, I had a bunch of numbers. Like, we got Tasmania here. We got a Greek restaurant. Let's call them. Let me call them. Say Malacca real quick. That'll be fun.
Malacca. We're not available now. We'll get available, bitch.
I'm pretty sure Zyklon, all he knew was mate and, like, g'day and whatever. He made that call.
Ask him if they know the Greek army's motto.
Ooh, what's that?
Never, you know, I was just trying to piss that guy off.
Yeah.
Your butt.
Your butt.
Sebastian Trotskaren speaking.
Yeah, Acropolis of Locky Bar.
Yes?
Yes, I'd like to make an order for Malacca.
You'd like to make an order for what, sorry?
Malacca.
I don't think we have that.
Yeah, Malacca is masturbator.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, do you do that? She does not. Is Tasmania a different
back.
Country? I didn't know. It's listed
call
here.
Her back. Call her back real fast.
All right. Apologize.
Yeah, I'll make amends for you.
Thank you.
On behalf of...
Hello?
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 Hi, I was calling to see if you knew the motto of the Greek army. It's a poll that I'm doing.
Listen, I suggest you go and get a light, okay? See you later.
Bitch.
Skank.
Hello.
He's
got
okay.
a point, though. I don't know.
Who was gonna call Chill Fag? Was that you, Richie?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna say remember me.
All right, this is the last call of the night. It's big
remember
pressure.
Me,
on
try not to giggle.
A lot of pressure.
I don't giggle.
Pressure.
He doesn't giggle anymore. He's got rain in the living room now. Watch out. I don't get it. I don't get it, Richie G.
Hello? Yo, remember me? You said you're gonna go to jail. When you got out, you're gonna hurt me. And you're gonna go back to jail again. Well, I just got out of jail a couple weeks ago. Wanna square?
It's recidivism.
You wanna square out, man? Let's do it. I've been benching 350 each day. In jail with a dude named Bubba threatening to kill me. Huh? You ever been like that?
He's gone.
Son of a bitch.
You lift weights when someone is threatening to kill you.
Yeah, I just learned that word, recidivism. Yeah, right. I just learned that name, that word, recidivism. That's good. Where you keep going in and out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, well, guys, that's it for the show. Thank you very much for helping out.
Good luck on your interview.
Yo, excellent job.
Good luck. Thanks for the show.
Thanks,
tell
man.
Them that you're a ninja at your job, that you're going to kick the butt of the competition if you're hired.
I'm going to karate chop the desk.
Just bring some Madhouse tapes for a reference.
Yeah, that'll
absolutely.
I'm sure they'll be.
And if they don't hire you, tell them, you fuck you, son of a bitch.
And I'll flip the desks over. I'll keep doing it until they give me.
Show them your website for a reference.
There you go. All right, guys.
Tell them, please give me this job. I don't want to. Just tell him, please, I need this job. I don't want to go back to jail.
All right.
That's got a 50-50 shot.
I don't want to go back to stealing cars. Okay, bye, Zyklon. Take it easy. Zyklon's gone. Bye,
Toledo.
Dirty Aaron's gone. Bye, Dirty Aaron.
Good night, sir.
All right, go shave or something. All right, Cobra Man, you're out of here. On your ass. Yeah, Richie, good work.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted Webb, Very nice having you again. Bye. Always an honor and a pleasure. Who else is on here? I don't know. The rest of you, you're all out of here.
Big Ken. Charlie's the champ.
Big Ken. All right. Look at that. We're done. Right, folks, well, real quick, thanks to everyone who sent in prank crawl requests tonight. We got to a lot of them. I want to apologize. Well, thank you to Lonesome Loser, of course, first and foremost, the prank call machine confirmationer. He sent in a lot of numbers that I didn't get to, but I got to a lot of them there. So, in my defense, I did the best I could. There you go. RBCP, thanks for the ding call. That was really good, too. We had fun with that. Tabachi sent in a number or two. I think he sent in the old guy. That was pretty good. I can't remember. Baz, also, thank you for that Fiverr video you got taken care of. And also, thank you for your help with the Saipan numbers. So, yeah, everyone who sent the numbers, thank you. Everyone who we prank called tonight, thank you even more. Visit MadhouseLive.com, BluePlanetPrankRadio.com, and CactiRadio.com, and PhoneLosers.org, all that shit, whatever. Congratulations to Big Charlie. And we out of here. Good night. Take care. See you next week. And Johnny Brennan, we're coming for you.
Quick pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?